Well, there we are. Thank you very much, Andy. Andy Lowndes there from the UK Planetary Society. We're out of time, I'm afraid, Katie.
It's been a pleasure.
It's all over. It has been a pleasure. John Holmes is here.
Hello.
With some very complicated looking equipment. What is that?
That's a mixing desk.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
What have you been doing with it?
I was trying to create a sort of a fictional you know, kind of piece of drama for you.
Oh, it's an IED.
That's the point now.
I'll tell you exactly why.
A mixing desk?
Because the mixing desk here doesn't work properly.
Right.
And I can't run our show. I have to run this show off an iPad and a mixing desk.
You're not meant to say that.
I know, but there we are.
There, well, so much for the magic of radio.
Yeah, indeed.
The equipment's
just
all rubbish.
Glamorous.
I'm off to Savoy, guys. I don't blame you. I'm back to the world that I know.
Yeah. I don't blame you. I've got to go and drive my children back to Sussex.
I tell you, rock and roll.
Yeah, rock and roll. It never stops.
What do you got coming up?
Well, I'm also excited by the UFO story, so I'm going to be doing a bit of that. Al Murray's going to be on the show, I think, as well, at some point.
Cool.
And a tiny child, you mentioned children there, but mine is going to try and explain the week's news to us, as she likes to do.
Oh, awesome.
That's all happening between now and 4 o'clock.
Splendid. Well, we'll see you very shortly. John Holmes coming up next.
The 24/7 transmission system that isn't just for Christmas.
It's going to be a lot of fun, and we could really use the support right now.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Could your business benefit from cloud accounting? Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds. And link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud. Helping you manage everything from money to people. Be Sage. Build on.
Everyone likes to get a broadband deal, but who's got time to go searching for them? At BT, we do the hard work for our broadband customers by offering them personalised deals. So now getting the right deal takes no time at all. If you're our broadband customer, you can find your personalised deal at bt.com/mydeal. It's ready and waiting for you.
You are currently on the naughty list. Know why? Because you've lost your Christmas spirit. But with every delicious bite of Subway's new deluxe feast, the festive season becomes that little bit better. Until you're transformed into a prancing, dancing, tinsel-infused elf. That's the magic of butter, marinated turkey breast, crispy bacon and cranberry sauce. That's the magic of Subway. Subway, keep discovering. Terms and conditions apply. Participation may vary. See in store for details.
Festive free speech with all the trimmings.
Happy Christmas to you all.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's Toby with the very latest news.
Coming up, post-Grenfell review makes shocking find. Uber involved in murder investigation. And cheese lovers unite in horror.
Talk Radio.
There are demands for a total reform in building regulations from the woman leading a government review following the Grenfell Tower tragedy. Dame Judith Hackett's interim reports say current rules leave room for people to cut corners.
This is a systemic failure. Yes, the regulations are reasonably clear, but they are supported by a large amount of guidance, which the people I've spoken to say leads to difficulties in interpreting, lack of clarity. But there are also problems associated with no clarity around roles and responsibilities.
Uber says it's working with authorities to help with their investigation into the murder of a British embassy worker in Beirut. Reports in Lebanon claim a man arrested in connection with Rebecca Dykes' death is a driver for the firm. A spokesman for the taxi hailing app also says it's horrified after the 30-year-old's body was found dumped on a motorway. A man who was being chased by police has died after smashing his car. The Audi A4 he was in collided with a barrier on the M606 during the early hours of this morning. The man, who was in his 30s, was pronounced dead at the scene, and the incident's been referred to the police watchdog. Facebook has admitted social media can harm mental health and prescribed a solution. Use it more. The tech giant has acknowledged some users who watch their friend's status updates from the sidelines might suffer low moods. It says well-being can be improved by posting more updates and comments. And would you believe it? Cheese lovers couldn't mask a pony their disappointment when their trip to a festival celebrating their favourite food left them feeling blue. Customers say they were told it's nacho cheese when the giant cheese board in London ran out of the unlimited cheese supposedly on offer. Tom Capon went and told Talk Radio they were let in half an hour late and had great expectations.
They had three cheeses
probably bought from Sainsbury's. Yeah, we saw the Sainsbury's delivery van. Security had turned up, right, half an hour late with McDonald's as well. So they didn't even like the cheese.
The giant cheese board has denied claims they ran out or that the cheese was supermarket bought, insisting they have photos proving otherwise.
Right, so hang on, but the cheese either ran out or it didn't run out. I mean, there's no middle ground
there. Well, they say it did.
But the people eating the cheese say it did.
Yeah.
So, did it or didn't it?
Well, they say it didn't.
Right. Well, I mean, well done for all the puns, by the way.
I don't know what you mean.
Yeah. And also, it is Christmas, so it's coming up to the time of a little baby Jesus, isn't it?
It is,
little
yes.
Baby Jesus.
Yes.
Cheese.
Yes.
You know, also today, see, what I like about that story as well is it's like these winter wonderland stories that you get at this time of year. And we've been waiting for the first big one of those to come along.
Yes, and it's here.
And today,
very much it's here.
Well,
yes.
You've got the cheese-based one.
Yes.
And there's one in Northern Ireland.
Right.
That's a disaster.
Okay.
People have been complaining, as they do, you know, Santa's beard held on with blue tack, that kind of thing.
Right.
Good, it's finally happening.
They're here,
all of
yes.
The rubbish things are finally happening.
Yes, absolutely. Except for the fact that they didn't run out of cheese, because that's what the giant cheese board says.
Yeah, but the people said they did. So I don't know who to believe now.
Well, the giant cheese board says they didn't run out.
Yeah, but the people say they did.
Yeah, but the giant cheese board
says, all right, good. Thanks, Toby.
Okay.
Toby's with us. Toby's with us for the week, or most of it, I'm led to believe.
4 out of 5.
Yeah. So,
that's one fewer than 5 out of 5.
It means your bonus news will not always be animal.
It does, yes, yes, absolutely.
Although today, I have a feeling it might be.
I think it's probably animal today.
I can't remember. Yeah. Someone will check that.
Yeah.
But anyway, thanks, Toby.
Okay.
Toby's got weather now. There it comes.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Dry and bright for most, cloudier in the north, windy to the west, highs of 10 Celsius.
10 Celsius?
Yes.
How unseasonal.
I know. I know. Like running out of cheese, that's unseasonal.
They didn't run out of cheese. The cheese
no, that, that's what they say.
Good. Who's got the sport?
Claire Cottingham.
Claire Cottingham. How's the pre-recorded sport?
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade go.
Good afternoon, I'm Claire Cottingham. England cricket captain Joe Root says he's bitterly disappointed to lose the Ashes to Australia. Well, Joe Root's side were hammered in the third test to go 3-0 down in the series. Former cricketer Darren Goff told our sister station TalkSport that Australia's players have simply stepped up and outperformed England.
Steve Smith averaging 142 in the series. Sean Marsh is averaging 74 in this series. Warner is averaging just under 50. I wouldn't mind Cook having an average series and averaging just under 50. Cook's averaging 13.
Well, you can hear Goffey's Ashes roundup on TalkSport 2 from 8 p.m. Eddie Howe says Bournemouth's objective for the season remains to avoid relegation from the Premier League. A 4-0 defeat at home to Liverpool leaves the Cherries just a point above the bottom three. And Everton boss Sam Allardyce says it's all about steering the ship now as they look to keep up their good form. Well, they host bottom side Swansea after 4 matches without defeat. Well, it's on TalkSport. That's their live commentary tonight. Well, that's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And powered by the face of Claire Cottingham there. A second Cottingham means. Right, it's Talk Radio. Afternoons, it's a Monday one. Is it, can we call it Christmas Monday? Not really. What is it?
Isn't Christmas Monday next?
Well, no, that's Christmas Day though, so Monday. I don't know whether this counts as Christmas
Technically
Monday.
Technically Christmas Monday then.
It's Christmas Monday!
Talk Radio.
What's that racket, Johnny?
I'm making the sofa bigger so everyone gets a seat this Christmas.
Huh?
Well, me and Dad have been dying to see Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. And Granny's super excited to see Disney's Beauty and the Beast.
Great, and then we can all watch It's a Wonderful Life together.
No matter how full your sofa is this Christmas, with a Now TV Sky Cinema Pass, you can stream over 1,000 movies, all without a contract. To start your 14-day free trial, search Now TV today. 18 plus UK only. Pass auto renews at £9.99 unless cancelled.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Call straight to air for the last 15 minutes of the week, and then Talk Radio shuts down and it doesn't start again until Monday at 1 o'clock when John Holmes comes on.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon, you are listening to the star of Marathon Man.
He's really struggling to become an actor.
Shrek 2 is the first time they go to the twin solar system, which copies ours. It seems a bit strange that they release it on the same week as...
5 years of war.
That's double the amount of complaints. Puddles.
Fireflies backsides.
Have taken over Sky News.
I think that's the best idea I've heard for a long time.
Thank you, Alan. Is it safe to be around
Henry VIII?
And I haven't done trains for a very long time.
He does it really well, actually. It's probably one of his best roles.
There's Dawson. Used to put it in a puddle to mop up the water. The political awakening amongst Vanessa from the Saturdays, the bloke from Hollyoaks, live in a palace. I can't believe no one checked their diaries over this.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a bomb.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am about to get on a journey, it will twist the very fabric.
Well, hello then, and a very good afternoon. Yes, it's Talk Radio. Yes, it's the 1-4 bit of your day. Yes, it's Christmas Monday. Yes. Well, I suppose it's fitting that we're here, isn't it? As England lose the Ashes in Australia, and here we are setting fire to your Monday afternoon. Now, I realise that that makes it sound like it's going to be, you know, a good thing. As in, yeah, we're going to set fire to the day, yeah. Whoa, we're on fire this afternoon. Except, of course, I basically mean in the sense of the Ashes that the programme's probably going to be a disappointment. And also, like the Ashes, ultimately flimsy and belongs in a bin before it makes a proper mess. Welcome, though. I am a man called the name of John Holmes, and as Theresa May and her cabinet begin more Brexit talk, another round, another day, another round. They all seem to be done over dinner, don't they? Oh, Theresa May's in Brussels for talks over dinner with Jean-Claude Juncker and Michel Laboratoire Barnier. I mean, just how much moule frit and stupid, funny-shaped glasses of quack can a person consume, eh? Eh? And who picks up the bill at the end of these dinners? That's what I want to know. Huh? The UK, right, Brexiteers? Yeah? 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 Who picks up the bill? Yeah, we do, yeah. But once we leave, right, we can take the money that we'd have been spent on for the Prime Minister to drink quack in a Belgian restaurant and give it to the NHS. That's what we're going to do, isn't it? Anyway, one round of long, boring talks have, you'll be pleased to know, given way to another lot of long, boring talks as of today. Let us all rejoice. Anyway, today on the programme, here's what we're thinking of proposing to you as part of our deal. Let's have a look and see. Oh, this is interesting. The return of an old favourite. Yes. Now, if you used to listen to this show as far back as last Christmas, we gave you not only our heart, but also a feature known as Lonely Lunch Club. Do you remember that? Do you remember the Lonely Lunch Club? It's where if you were lunching alone, the lonely what lunch, you could come on the radio to talk about it. Let us make your lunchtime fewer lonely. There was a special email or something, and I think that stays. I think it's the same now. lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. So up till Christmas this week, we're going to be running it back where it was before, just like it was before, because of Lonely This Christmas. So if you're lunching alone, we want to know why, we want to know what you do, we have a lovely little chat with you, maybe put you in touch with Father Christmas, that kind of thing. Now, in the old days, we used to give you a gift for being on with us, but there was a problem with all that, so we're not doing that anymore. But anyway. But the feature without the bribery element remains. So get in touch with us. You can get in touch in a variety of ways. You know that. 87222.
Start your message with the word
at
talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You can call us on a telephone 03444991000. Start your message with hello, Chloe, because she'll be answering the telephone. Or you can use that email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk, if you want to come on the radio and tell us why you're lunching alone. First one of the season is in today. Headline hijack still here as well in this hour. Of course it is. Made-up news stories. The numbers to get in touch with those made-up news stories are the same ones I just said then. But you could find your words being broadcast to the nation as actual fact if you can be bothered to get in touch with us to do that. It's Headline Hijack. Confuses the people not paying attention. At 2 o'clock, Toby will be here. Hi, Toby.
Hello.
There he is. And he will say that news story out of his news mouth in the middle of the other news that's true. All the stuff about the cheese, all that. So get in touch. The lines are open. We will also be going through the papers. Today's diversity paper reviewer is Sam. Sam. Going through the newspapers for us, making us the most diverse programme in all of the broadcasting, as a different diversity does it each day. We've got work experience punditry. Who's doing today? Who's doing work experience today?
Jack.
Jack's in today. With his work experience punditry. He's going to be looking at some television, I imagine. Is it Christmas television or just television?
Bit of both.
Bit of both for you there. The work experience, who we don't have to pay. We got a tiny child explaining the news to us while playing a tune on a toy xylophone. Identify the tune, get yourself a certificate. That is Toddler Pops. Toddler Pops. We've got the big debate at three. We'll be catching up with what Wayne Rooney's doing at the moment. He's in the news today, but why? Interesting. We've got a game of band or Christmas TV special from yesteryear. If you'd like to play that, you can get in touch as well. You know the number by now. And we're going to be talking UFOs, of course. The secret Pentagon department charged with investigating them. It was all over the news at the weekend, so we're going to be solving that particular mystery. So there's plenty on the way then. For your Monday afternoon, your Christmas Monday. Let's see who's on the programme in a work capacity. Chloe's on a programme in the work capacity today. Hi, Chloe.
Happy Christmas Monday.
And the same to you. Chloe's on the buttons as well. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Happy
saving for someone's Christmas present.
Are you? Mm. Oh, what are you getting me? Is it a secret?
It's a secret, okay. Yeah.
Chloe's on the double shifting. Toby's got the news.
Happy Christmas Monday.
That's right. Cornelius is here.
John?
Yes?
I don't want to hear about Christmas Monday.
Oh.
It is a made-up holiday.
Yeah.
And frankly, I think we should all be concentrating on National Ham Salad Day.
Is that what it is?
So a happy National Ham Salad Day to
today.
You.
All right.
Is that kosher ham? It doesn't say. I think it's a festival for all. Yeah. So I mean,
as this is the most equal show on radio,
it certainly is.
Yeah,
only fair.
Most diverse, I mean, if you're offended by that, we can go with National Wear a Plunger on Your Head Day.
I'd like to combine the two.
I definitely like that.
So welcome along, Talk Radio in the afternoon. News-led entertainment for the next 3 hours. We're going to start with some music. It's going to get us to today's big story, but how will it do that? The clues are there for you to work out what the big story is from the song. If you can work it out, please do so. Play along at home, at the office. Just a bit of fun, isn't it? No prizes. Cornelius is going to be playing along in here.
Am I?
Here it comes. How does this link to the story? Red night, same city, mad night. how does that link to today's big story? Oh, rocket! Not just ham salad day, but also rocket.
Salad.
That's not the big story, by the way. Before you say, is it Rocket Salad Day? No, that is Def Leppard. That is Rocket. It links to the story. Cornelius has been trying to.
Cornelius. Ian Lee's back tonight.
Yes.
Good. That's that pricked off.
Yeah.
What's the big story? Def Leppard.
Yeah.
Is it about someone who hasn't changed their spots? Is it skin? Skin is skin in the news.
Skin in the
acne
news.
Is it something to do with Scotland?
Why?
Because they all say got... no. They go acne, don't they?
Right.
Which is a skin condition.
Yeah.
Which can include spots.
What's that got to do with? Oh, leopard. Leopards got spots.
Leopards don't change their spots because they can't.
No.
Is it Scotland?
No. What's the song called?
Rocket.
Yes.
Princess Charlotte is to start nursery where they sometimes learn about rockets.
Yeah. No, I'll tell you what it is. Space machines, UFOs.
Oh, not again.
Unidentified flying objects,
we did this
Cornelius.
Last week.
No, we did the asteroid going past the Earth last week. This weekend, it turns out the Pentagon have been running a real life X-Files, a shadowy organisation funded with black dollar. And that means UFOs. They've released footage of all sorts of things that can't be explained. And it's all quite exciting. But they've admitted there was a secret department that was funded till 2012 to investigate UFOs. We're going to be talking about it. Yeah. Yeah. On the programme next, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
All the choicest cuts of conversation this Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's Turkey Time on Talk Radio.
Would you like to pull my cracker?
As a business owner, you can't waste money on anything, particularly hiring. That's why we built Indeed.com differently. No upfront fees, no long-term contracts, so you can start, pause, and stop at any time. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at indeed.com/redeem. That's indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site according to Comscore.
How does NCS make me feel?
When I see Mum and Dad's faces as I tell them I'm cooking tonight, it's like, yes!
When I perform CPR and save that man's life, who cares if he's plastic? It's like, oh yeah!
When I realise I'm not scared of heights, I love them. It's like, woohoo!
In a word, NCS makes me feel unstoppable. Search NCS to find out more.
Homes come in all shapes and sizes. Starter homes and second homes. Bungalows and high-rise flats. New builds and country piles. So when it comes to installing a premium boiler, one size won't fit all. That's why at Valent, there's a solution for every kind of home and every heating need. Because we believe to make a house a home, you need a boiler that's a perfect fit. Find out more at valent.co.uk. Valent, comfort for your home.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M3 in Surrey is slow moving southbound between junction 3 for Lightwater and 4 at Camberley because of a breakdown. In Essex, the M11's queuing northbound between junctions 8 and 9 between Stansted Airport and Saffron Walden after an accident earlier. All lanes back open again now though. Long delays on the M1 northbound in Bedfordshire between junction 11 for Dunstable and 13 at Milton Keynes South. The entry slip road has been closed there to recover an accident from earlier. And Eurotunnel are reporting a waiting time of up to 2 hours for passenger services at Folkestone. I'm Alan Joyce.
Today at Tesco, there's 25% off 6 or more bottles of wine. Everyone's welcome at Tesco. 18 plus excludes Express in Scotland. Max 36 bottles. Exclusions apply. Ends December 18th.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. It's Christmas Monday. Happy Christmas Monday, everybody.
It's not a thing
It's a thing. Let's talk about today's big story. So, the X-Files is real then. Well, at least over the weekend, we learned of a secret US government department based at the Pentagon that was funded using so-called black money, with the brief to investigate UFO sightings. Some of the details have been released. We've got footage, camera footage and voice recordings of fighter jets and their pilots tracking unknown objects that seemingly defy the laws of physics. We've got glowing things in the sky that defy obvious explanation. We've even got trained military pilots involved in high-level investigations, a multi-million pound programme of all this into unidentified aerial phenomena. It was called the Advanced Aviation Threat Identification Programme. It stopped getting funding in around 2012. Doesn't quite sound as catchy as the X-Files, but apparently it was a thing. Do they amount to the same thing? Let's ask Dr. Avi Loeb, who, if you're a keen-eared listener, you'll remember, was on last week when we were trying to find out if an asteroid going past the Earth was an alien spacecraft as well. He's chair of the Harvard Astronomy Department. It gets no higher level for me. Good afternoon, Avi.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for being on again with us. I think technically you're now a friend of the show.
My pleasure.
That's all right. So you've seen these reports over the weekend. I mean, the New York Times went quite big on it. It obviously arrived over via the BBC and other newspapers over here as well. What are we to make of this government department then?
Well, I don't think there is much credibility to these reports. They are always associated with marginal evidence and never very conclusive evidence. And obviously, if there was indeed some flying object that is continuing to appear, then there would be more clear evidence. You know, it's very likely, most likely, that these are human-made things. That there are lots of things flying in the air, many of which are, you know, related to private citizens or other governments. And the only rationale that I can see for exploring those is to figure out if these are related to spying from other countries. But I wouldn't for a minute think that they are related to aliens.
Yeah, so that's the point of the department. It's a sort of part of the defense budget, I guess, and if there is something in the airspace, irrespective of where it's coming from, and it shouldn't be there, then I guess a department is going to be looking into that, as you rightly say. It could be China or Russia. There's the countries' names that have been bandied
around. That's right. In the context of defending the country and figuring out if other countries are threatening it or perhaps spying on it, then it makes sense. But from a perspective of an alien civilization, I would have no indication that this is the case. Yeah. In fact, you know, there are so many things surveying the sky, radars and telescopes and so forth, and just finding these things close to the surface of the Earth makes no sense. We would see things arriving, we would see things on their way, things that are much clearer. The important aspect of evidence is that it should be, you know, extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence, and we should be able to see without any doubt that there is something there. And these, if you notice, all of this evidence seems to be always marginal and difficult and hard to interpret, and only, you know, one person sees it under some circumstances. And therefore, I think we don't need to pay too much attention to it. If the government wants to spend money on checking whether another country is doing something, that's a separate matter.
Yeah. What is it? I mean, how do we? Because I've watched a couple of the videos that were released over the weekend, you know, which have come from fighter jets and stuff. And then you've got these accounts and there's audio recordings of pilots sort of flying, trying to follow something that they'd spotted, and you can see it in the, you know, on the screen. Right. It's pretty indistinguishable as a shape, but you know, but it's going faster than they are. You know, there were one of the accounts, they're in contact with a ship as well, a military, a battleship that's trying to track something, and yet the thing is outrunning the fighter jets, and they can't quite work it out. And they're saying, and again, these are trained pilots. They're saying it at the very least, it points to some sort of technology that they're not familiar with. Wherever
that's right,
it comes
but from. It may be nothing. It may be some weather pattern or some other thing. Like, I'm not sure what it is, but the point is, you know, all of this evidence is very sketchy, and I believe the pilots, they really see something that doesn't make much sense, and that's perfectly fine. And you know, people reported all kinds of phenomena happening to them, but it doesn't mean that these things really exist out there and they're real, you know.
And so, in terms of the department itself, were you kind of aware of it before? I mean, there was Project Blue Book, if you go back, wasn't there, to the late 50s, early 60s. Was a similar kind of thing. It's one we have heard of. And of course, the X-Files made it all, you know, mainstream in a way, didn't it? But kind of based on those accounts and what project. So were you aware of these sort of departments that operated?
No, I was not aware. And again, the only reason I would think it makes sense is to figure out if another country is doing it. I think it's if it has to do with the notion of another civilization, this makes no sense. It's a waste of taxpayers' money.
Yeah.
The object that we looked at last week came from interstellar space. It was very unusual in its shape and was worth monitoring simply because the very first object we have seen that comes from outside the solar system. That's a completely different matter.
Yeah, yeah. And what did you? Because obviously we spoke to you on when that was going past and so on. And has that story moved on at all? Because it was going to be observed, wasn't it, via the telescopes you were telling us about?
Yes, indeed.
And so what's the latest with that? That's sort of gone past now. Did we learn anything from it? Is it too early to tell?
Yeah, so it was observed by one of the best radio telescopes just to see if there is any radio transmission from it. And nothing was detected at the level of a single cell phone. So the limit is a fifth of a watt in terms of how powerful the transmission could be with us not detecting it, at most a fraction of a watt, which means that there is practically nothing they're transmitting in the radio, as was likely to be the case.
Yeah.
But we just wanted to be sure of that. And of course, in the future, we may monitor it and find also other objects similar to it. And even if one out of a million would be unusual in terms of its properties, that would be remarkable because that would be evidence perhaps for another technological civilization. So yeah. We should keep monitoring because we don't know. We shouldn't assume that we know the answer. But until we have firm evidence, of course, we don't know if they exist or not.
Okay. When inevitably alien life is discovered, I mean, at some point in the future, I'm going to stick my neck out and say, well, can you just come on here, Arvi, and just break that news to me on the program?
Oh, I would be delighted. In fact, a year and a half ago, I met Steven Spielberg, and he told me that if we do find evidence for life elsewhere, he wants to be the very first one to know, and I promise you the same. I'll let you know.
Thanks very much indeed. We'll perhaps get you and Stephen on the program. Arvi Loeb there, he's the chair of the Harvard Astronomy Department. We're talking about that government department in the Pentagon, the real-life X-Files that broke over the weekend, about their funding that they get to search the skies. We are not alone. Well, we technically are. There's no proof, as you were just hearing. Anyway, there is life in the studio. It mainly belongs to Toby. He is going to bring us the news in a moment. I should tell you in the next half an hour, the return of the Lonely Lunch Club. Are you lonely this Christmas? If you're having lunch alone, we want to hear from you and put you on the radio. Make you fewer lonely. You can get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Or you can email lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. That plus Headline Hijack on the way. It's just after 1:30. Here's Toby.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Lebanese security services say a man arrested in connection with the murder of a British diplomat in Beirut had previous criminal convictions. He was a taxi driver working for Uber, which says it is working with authorities to help in any way it can. A report called in the wake of the Grenfell Tower fire has branded building regulations not fit for purpose. Dame Judith Hackett is leading the government review. She says the current rules leave room for corner cutting and misinterpretation.
Throughout the system, I found, with both the industry and also those who regulate it, large variations in the level of competence of people making key decisions in the process. There are many things here that need to be fixed, and it is about fixing all of those things within the system.
A man in his 30s has died following a police chase in Bradford in the early hours. The Audi he was driving failed to stop and was being pursued by officers. England cricket captain Joe Root says he's bitterly disappointed to lose the Ashes to Australia. The tourist went down by an innings and 41 runs in the third test in Perth to give the host an unbeatable 3-0 lead. Wilcox Nursery School in London says it's looking forward to welcoming Princess Charlotte in January. It's close to the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge's Kensington Palace apartment. And a cheese festival has denied claims from customers that it ran out of the unlimited cheese it promised. The Giant Cheese Board in East London says it has photos proving that's not the case. Your weather, dry and bright for most, cloudier in the north and windy to the west, highs of 10 Celsius.
Where were the cheese puns?
In the last bulletin.
Well, I was expecting more.
Oh, well, I mean, don't keep me in the studio for 15 minutes.
Right.
Wouldn't leave me sort of 8 minutes or something to write the rest of my bulletin.
I mean, you know, there's. I expect more cheese in the next bulletin then. I don't want you to run out of cheese puns like they ran out of cheese, although they say they didn't.
They didn't run out of cheese,
according to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they deny the accusation that they ran out of cheese.
Yes, and have photos to prove it.
Yeah, but that doesn't prove much, does it? Because all that proves is that they took a photo of some cheese.
Yeah, before they run out.
Yeah.
But they say they didn't run out and that they've got photos proving it.
Yeah, but I don't see how that proves it.
Well, I mean, ask them.
I'll get them on.
Yeah.
Let's send a crack team of reporters down to cheese.
A crackers team.
Yes.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. Do you think they're feeling blue this morning?
Yeah, I don't. Well, Wensleydale, should we send someone down there?
Baby bells.
I mean, that didn't work, did it?
I really struggle with
you're
these.
A kind of cheese, but I can't say what kind on the radio.
Camembert!
You camembert it.
Hello, me.
That's what cheese says when it
looks
in the
mirror.
Yeah.
We'll get our crackers reporter, Phil.
We've done
Adelphia.
I mean,
he's a bit soft. And light.
Anyway, so join in with that. 8-7-2-2.
What is that?
I don't know what that is. I don't know.
Start your message just with the word talk.
Just send us some names of cheese.
Quark.
You laugh. It's exactly what Virgin Breakfast do. 8-7-2-2.
Don't slag it off.
I'm not. 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word.
Right, it's 25 to a thing. And we'll do some headline hijacks next.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
It's the Full Set Breakfast asking you the big questions of the day, which Carol Malone always manages to answer. For example, Carol, which great opponent of Cartesian dualism insisted there was no difference between the extended and the unextended consciousness?
Don't be stupid.
Thank you very much indeed. That's me, Paul Ross, and Carol Malone, the double act with two straight people only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6.
It was, in fact, Henri Bergson.
On Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, it's Talk Radio. Yes, I am John Holmes. Hello. And now it's your chance to write the news. The news will come out of Toby at 2. You get to be part of that by sending in a made-up news lie. We call it Headline Hijack. It's there to confuse the people not really paying attention to this bit of the programme. So they'll hear the news and just sort of believe it. But one of the stories will be made up. Okay. What have we got so far today? Cornelius.
This one is from Tash, who says that
The BBC Newsreader Christmas album is to be released today, featuring various presenters singing the festive classics. Highlights include Fiona Bruce's Silent Night, Lizzo Mazimba singing Feliz Navidad, and Hugh Stevens. That's not right, is it? Hugh Edwards.
Yeah. Hugh Stevens is off Radio 1.
He doesn't read the news. He plays the tunes, doing a grime version of Wham's Last Christmas. All proceeds, apparently, according to Tash, are going to the Sir Trevor MacDonald Retirement Fund.
This is coming from Gene. BAFTA has made an announcement. There is now so much television out there on streaming sites, archives, etc., that there's absolutely no reason anymore to make any bad television shows. ITV2 have been approached by Talk Radio, but I refuse to comment. you can get in touch. You can send us yours, 87222.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Nigel Farage has said he's been overwhelmed by the number of turkey carcasses sent to him after saying in the papers over the weekend that he was skint and separated and paying the ultimate price for Brexit, which is, I think, £40 billion. The ultimate... Wow, no wonder he's skint. I didn't realise Nigel Farage had to stump that up personally. I had no idea. Did you see that, though? He was in the paper, wasn't he, Nigel?
I saw a picture of it. I didn't read it because I knew it was a load of...
Yeah.
Sounds like he needs a new job.
Yeah. He does, really. I wonder what he could do on a daily basis. I don't know. He's got experience in various areas, hasn't he, Nigel Farage?
Yeah.
You know.
Who knows? Anyway.
You've got another one there. Have you got another one?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
How about this from Malcolm, says the Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, has announced that this year's New Year's Eve fireworks display is going to be done using virtual reality helmets for all the people who are paying to see the display.
I think we did that one last week, but that's fine.
Did we?
Yeah, it's just in the pile of stuff.
Oh.
Never mind. Anyway, would you like to send one in? You know the number by now. You've got about 20 minutes of those lines remaining open for you to get a made-up news story into Toby's mouth. He will spat it out at you at 2 o'clock, and the nation will be confused, or at the very least believe it, because it's in the news. That's how it works. Now, normally at this time, I will say diversity paper review on the way, which it is, but after 2 o'clock today. For this week and this week only, we bring you the return of nobody's favourite feature from last year, the Lonely Lunch Club. If you are lunching alone, if you are lonely this Christmas, then we want to hear from you, get you on the radio and make you fewer lonely. That's the point of it. We'll do it next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
It's turkey time on Talk Radio.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
I'm just a big kid, and I love Christmas so much.
Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Could your business benefit from cloud accounting? Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds. And link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free-trial. Sage Business Cloud. Helping you manage everything from money to people. Be sage. Build on.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In December, we've got the brand new smart 300-watt multi-tool with new quick-release blade for only £69 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at Selco Builders Warehouse. For more information, see selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Today at Tesco, there's 25% off 6 or more bottles of wine. Everyone's welcome at Tesco. 18 plus excludes Express in Scotland. Max 36 bottles. Exclusions apply. Ends December 18th.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M3 in Surrey is slow-moving southbound between Junction 3 for Lightwater and 4 at Camberley because of a breakdown. In Essex, the M11's queuing northbound between Junctions 8 and 9 between Stansted Airport and Saffron Walden after an accident earlier. All lanes back open again now, though. Long delays on the M1 northbound in Bedfordshire between Junction 11 for Dunstable and 13 at Milton Keynes South. The entry slip road has been closed there to recover an accident from earlier. And Eurotunnel are reporting a waiting time of up to 2 hours for passenger services at Folkestone. I'm Alan Joyce.
Today at Tesco, there's 25% off 6 or more bottles of wine. Everyone's welcome at Tesco. 18 plus excludes Express in Scotland. Max 36 bottles. Exclusions apply. Ends December 18th.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country.
Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon to you. There's very much a lot going on today in the news, isn't there? So much going on. Michael Gove has taken a stand against plastic. That's right. He's not happy about...
Because his face looks a bit...
I know. Melty. He wants the reduction of plastic overall, so that's why he's come out now and said that. You know, in the week before Christmas, when everyone will be buying plastic-based gifts for children. Anyway, so he's done that. What else is going on there? There's a fire at the Cameron House Hotel at Loch Lomond in Scotland, which I have been to a wedding in. Those two things are unrelated, just to be clear, but I'm just saying that. What else is going on? Brexit talk. More Brexit talks.
More?
I know. I know. More.
Wow.
So there's a lot going on. I mean, the papers are full of stuff today as well. Look at that. Middle class pension crisis. Have you seen that?
No.
There's a middle class pension crisis.
Oh, no.
Something unspeakable about Coronation Street.
Oh, dear.
Something horrible happened there.
Yeah. Same one again.
Same one again on that one, isn't it? The Daily Express have gone for there's some weather on the way. It's a standard.
Are they doing it as a joke now?
It's every day, isn't it?
It really is.
Good Lord. Anyway, so that's all. It's all very complicated, though.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Don't worry, Cornelius. We're here to help. Well, how do we help? By taking the news and analysing it in detail using Japanese poetry. It makes the most complex of issues simple to understand. And so here we are, 575, that's the syllable count, it's the news in haikus. Well, I don't know what that was.
Well.
I mean, something was weird. We'll just look to Chloe now to see if it's ready to go. It's ready to go. It's the news in haikus.
Chloe messes up the haiku music. I hope she gets fired now.
The news in haikus. Now that was done on the fly.
That was very impressive. Well done.
Thank you.
Be careful what you wish for.
Very good.
My pass has stopped working on the printer.
So ah, well, there we go. That's the first. Mine doesn't even get me in the door anymore. To be honest. Anyway, that's the news in haikus. That was hot off the presses. The papers will be leading me that one tomorrow. Right. Is it time? Yes, it is. What's it time for? The return of a feature no one really liked in the first place. That's right. Are you lonely this Christmas?
It'll be lonely this Christmas without you to hold. It'll be lonely this Christmas, lonely and cold.
Ah, you see. Lonely this Christmas. We used to do a feature called Lonely Lunch Club. It was where we invited the lonelies what lunch, the people who were lunching alone, onto the radio. With the only reason, really, was to make them fewer lonely. It's just, we're just reaching a helping, friendly hand out of the front of the radio and drawing you in. And people are lonely at Christmas, of course. We don't care enough about that to go around their house or anything or invite them to our houses for Christmas. Instead, no, we do our bit with the club. The Lonely Lunch Club. It's the Christmas Club. So let's find out who we're helping today. Hello on the telephone.
Hello.
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 Hello there. Who are you and why are you lonely?
My name is Jossie and I'm sitting in a cafe by myself because I've come home for Christmas.
Ah, what, you live in a cafe?
unfortunately not, no. Only. I live in London, but I'm in Banbury back for Christmas.
Oh.
Shopping I at the moment.
See. Very good. And do you ride a cock horse?
I'm pleased you've heard the rhyme. It's 50-50. I don't, unfortunately.
No.
They should teach it at school, but they don't.
Yeah. It was about Banbury Cross, wasn't it? That was the thing.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
Yeah. I can't remember. Rings on her fingers, bells on her toes. Well, that's the one, isn't it? That's the...
Yep, she will have music wherever she goes.
That's it, yeah. Is there much in the sort of Banbury tourist attraction? Is there anything in that? Is
the they put the Banbury Cross in the middle of a roundabout, so it makes pictures and tourism to it quite difficult.
Yeah. what is the significance of the Banbury Cross, Jossie?
Oh, I have no idea.
Ah, right.
There's lots of Morris dancing near it.
That's
probably
nice.
Goes back to folky music and folky times.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of Morris dancing. I'll be honest with you. Never really seen the point. It's slightly annoying.
A lot of bells.
Look, Jossie, let's say that the reason for this is just to, you know, make you feel fewer lonely. Now, obviously, you're not having lunch on your own. You're in a cafe. That's a good thing. That's you know, you're out and about. But why lunch alone? Just because you thought, you're just going out Christmas shopping, you thought you'd stop. What's, tell us about your day, Jossie.
Yeah, so I waited an hour for the bus, which was a struggle, but managed it. I just missed one. Relatively successful Christmas shopping so far. Got for my little brother, my older brother, dad, stepmom, mum, yep. Dad. But it's my hometown, so I'm sort of stuck my head under the parapet to avoid.
Yeah, fair enough. With. And so, how, if you're a student, how long have you got off for Christmas? How long do students get off nowadays?
I finished last Friday,
right,
and then I go back 22nd of January.
That's
so
that's quite
month,
a long
month
break,
and a
isn't
half.
It? Yeah.
A month yeah, and a half.
Pretty decent.
For one day.
Bloody student. when you are studying part-time, what do you study, Jossie?
I study English.
Oh, English.
Uh-huh.
No wonder you've
very
heard the poetry rhyme then. I mean, that's that ties in. So what is Banbury like at Christmas? Because I tell you why I ask. We've been talking about this on the show. Because at this time of year, it's traditional for towns to be named and shamed for their crap Christmas winter wonderlands, isn't it? Either a poor quality tree. It's, as we learned today, in Northern Ireland, Bangor have got the worst winter wonderland so far. It's just an ice rink with no ice and a Santa with a blue-tacked beard on. What does Banbury offer for Christmas? Jossie, what are we looking at?
It's not bad. There's some nice light in the sort of precinct shopping area. I'm yet to see a tree, though. And there was quite a sad sight earlier, because often pigeons get stuck in the sort of covered shopping area. There was a pigeon trailing a bit of... not Christmas light, but sort of the cheap stringy stuff you can buy for the tree.
Right. So sort of the pigeon had gone in as a sort of... thought it was a trinket...
Got attached.
Was it a sparrow? Because magpies. Sorry, magpies are attracted to shiny things,
yes.
Aren't they?
Well, you've just heard it was a pigeon. So,
well, sounds like a magpie in disguise.
Right.
pigeon with magpie tendencies.
Yeah, if you like. If it wants to identify as a magpie, then a pigeon can identify in this day and age however it likes. On it.
What's the label?
Exactly, Jossie. So, for Christmas then, you're there with the family gathered round. What's in your household then? What's the Christmas tradition? What do you go for?
My stepmom's Slovakian, so we tend to do, it's endless. We'll do a sort of Slovak Christmas on Christmas Eve, then midnight mass, the only time we ever go to church.
Yeah, obviously.
Then morning at my dad's, drive to Stratford-upon-Avon the afternoon at my mum's.
Right.
And my nana always digs into her Christmas lunch before anybody else has sat down.
And what is a Slovakian Christmas like then? What are the traditions there that you embrace because of your stepmom?
Yeah, we have. It's quite nice. They tie string around the table, the unity of family.
Oh.
And they've got you sort of wash your hands in a bowl of money, so hopeful prosperity.
What?
Yeah.
Really? And they should try that in the Brexit negotiations. That sounds.
You eat a clove of garlic and a slice of apple. I'm not sure what that's for.
That's in case Father Christmas is a vampire. And a doctor.
Where is that? Well,
I mean, I don't know. That's interesting, though, isn't it?
Where on earth does that get started?
I mean, someone in Slovakia just did that as a joke once. No, what we do is we eat garlic.
And now it's taken on, yeah, I think so.
So do you do it? Do you eat some garlic?
Yeah, we do. We don't, as well as that, there's like a 9-course meal, which we tend not to do because we'll then have turkey on the Christmas day as well.
Wow.
But we do the garlic and the string and the money and all that shebang.
And so the string goes where? Around the table, did you say?
Yeah, before you sat down, so we're not tied to each other.
Right.
You're tied to each other?
Like a sort of three-legged race.
No, we're not tied to each other before then.
Wow.
Wow.
When your Slovakian stepmom first suggested this stuff, did you sort of look at her and go, I'm not sure about this. This could be a joke.
Can't we just have a tree?
Just have a tree.
Yeah, it took a few years.
I kind of like it, though. I think that's, you've sort of embraced that. Maybe that's what the pigeon was doing, just sort of tying itself up.
Oh, yeah, it's a Slovakian magpie pigeon.
I don't know.
Well, all right, look, Jossie, it's been lovely to talk to you, and I hope we've made you feel fewer lonely. What I forgot to do is ask you what you're actually having for lunch, which used to be when we did this feature, was an important question people want to know the answer to. So you're in a cafe, what have you gone for?
I was worried you were going to ask me that, so I went for something that was going to impress. I've gone for a 4-cheese panini
with
caramelised onion.
Oh, wow. I love caramelised onion.
Oh.
Had a caramelised onion gravy yesterday.
Did you?
It was delicious, yes.
All right, good. Great chat, everyone. Jossie, listen, thank you very much for joining us.
Lovely to talk to you. Thanks for making my lunch less lonesome.
Well, we're always here for you, and you know we are. What's Merry Christmas in Slovakian?
Oh, don't ask me that. I don't know.
Oh, okay, well, make it your mission this year to learn.
I'll find out.
All right. Jossie, thank you very much for joining us. That's Jossie. She's not lonely anymore. She's in Banbury. She's not ridden a cock horse. But she does know where the cross is. And she likes to tie herself to her relatives. Wash her hands in money. Now, if you are a lonely soul, if you're having lunch alone this week at all, just come on the radio and tell us about it. It's just a nice little chat, really, isn't it? It's just that there. No pressure in it.
No pressure.
It's just that. It's just very simple.
Just easy.
Just easy.
It's fun.
Yeah. It's a bit Christmassy, isn't it? How to get in touch with us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on
Start
Twitter.
Start your message with any word
with
you'd any like.
Any word you'd like. Or you can just give us a call if you want. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Start your message with the word hello. Is that Chloe when someone answers the phone? Because the chances are it will be Chloe on the phone. What's still to come on the programme? Oh, I know. That's right. The diversity paper review is still to come on the programme. There is also the big debate at 3 o'clock. There is also a small child telling us about the week's news and playing a toy xylophone for you to try and identify the tune that she plays. If you do, you're within a shout of getting a I guessed the tune on the feature called Toddler Pops certificate on the radio in the afternoons. Work experience punditry comes from Jack. We're looking at Christmas television. And later there is a game, speaking of Christmas television, of band or Christmas TV special from yesteryear. Is it the name of a band? Or is it an old TV Christmas special? Same numbers apply to get in touch if you want to play that. Headline hijack on the way, though. We need more made-up news stories. And we need them from you, please. One of them will be in the bulletin at 2 o'clock. It might as well be yours. We stockpile them, so even if you're sending it in now, there's every chance you're getting it on another day. Don't you worry about that. There to confuse the people not really listening to this bit of the programme. People just don't pay attention, do they? So they hear the news and they believe it to be true. But in fact, one of the stories Toby will say shortly is going to be a massive lie. Cornelius. What's been coming in?
Okay, how about this one? Yeah. From, weirdly, someone else called Toby. Who says, talk radio has been inundated with complaints from listeners struggling to send tweets into the John Holmes show. Apparently, starting tweets with any word you'd like takes 17 of your 28-character limit. Mm. One message, the like of which has been received on many times over, stated, at talk radio, any word you'd like. I find it completely frustrating that you restrict my freedom of speech so much by instructing me to start my messages with any word you'd like.
Message what?
Messages.
Oh.
With any word you'd like. It seems wholly unnecessary. My 280 characters should be mine and mine alone, with which to insult you, you utter.
And then there's a swear word, is there?
Well, no, it just runs out.
Oh, yeah.
Witty.
Who's got today's story into the news, which is coming next?
It's Liz.
Where's Liz from?
Liz is from Derby.
Liz in Derby, you're today's headline hijacker. Congratulations. On the way, the diversity paper review. Toby's got the news next.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
There's no Christmas in the army, Captain.
Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Could your business benefit from cloud accounting? Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds. And link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud. Helping you manage everything from money to people. Be Sage. Build on.
Hello, I'm Ian McKellen. I want you to join me in supporting crisis this Christmas. Times are tough. While we are safe and warm inside, thousands of homeless people will be sleeping on the freezing streets. For just £26 and 8p, you can reserve a place for someone at crisis at Christmas. You'll give them food, clothes and safety, and the chance to move off the streets for good. So please go to crisis.org.uk and give £26 and 8p to bring someone in from the cold. Thank you.
And what would you like, little boy?
Christmas on Talk Radio.
A Norfolk turkey!
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
It is 2 o'clock. You are listening to Talk Radio. Here's Toby with the very latest news.
Coming up, Lebanon suspects criminal history, mobile ban call, and IKEA denies tax avoidance.
Talk Radio.
Lebanese security services say a man arrested in connection with the murder of a British diplomat in Beirut had previous criminal convictions. The body of Rebecca Dykes was found by a motorway just outside the capital. Her family say they're devastated. The suspect is a taxi driver working for Uber. A report ordered after the Grenfell Tower fire has found building regulations are not fit for purpose. Dame Judith Hackett is leading a government-ordered review following the tragedy in June. Her interim report says the current rules leave room for people to cut corners. Now, if you like your mobile on the smaller side, you may find yourself restricted in the future. The Justice Secretary is calling for tiny phones to be banned because they're so easy to smuggle into prisons. Thousands are found in prisons annually. David Lidlington says it's time to take action.
They have almost no metal components in them, which means that they are very, very difficult to detect. And once in prison, they are used to coordinate trade in drugs, to maintain contact with gang members on the outside.
Two people have died following a fire at a luxury hotel on the banks of Loch Lomond. Six others are in hospital after it broke out at Cameron House in West Dumbartonshire this morning. Police are still at the five-star hotel where around 200 guests had to be evacuated. IKEA says its tax arrangements didn't breach EU laws after an investigation was launched into its dealings with the Netherlands. The European Commission is looking at whether the company avoided bills on revenue from megastores around the world. And a cheese festival is battling claims their stalls were left camembert despite offering unlimited resources. Some customers went air-mental on social media after being promised copious amounts of cheese and wine. Tom Capon told Talk Radio even just photographing the incident wasn't easy.
There was bare camembert plates with like tiny crumbs everywhere. There was like 30 people behind me while I was trying to get that picture, trying to grab at the crumbs. It was ridiculous. I mean, I really like things that are that terrible, like just for the lol factor. But I don't think I'd probably go to any event they organise again.
But the giant cheese board in East London is hitting back at the Curds of Prey, besmirching their reputation. What? They've built a rock fort to defend themselves, yeah. Posting photos and videos of people enjoying themselves, saying they can fondue no more to prove the allegations aren't true.
I don't think curds are cheese.
Birds of Prey.
I thought you did quite well.
Yeah, until curds, and then...
You can have cheese curd, can't you?
Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get out of my face.
Yeah. Emmental was pretty... It was a good one.
Why don't you do it for all the serious stories as well?
I mean, I don't think that'd go down so well, would it, really?
No, it'd be slightly inappropriate, probably.
Yeah, probably.
What were the other stories? Just the headlines?
The headlines were...
The horrible story of Beirut.
Horrible story in Beirut. Yeah. A report after Grenfell Tower.
Yeah, no, that's not
mobile,
right.
Tiny mobile phone.
Oh, that, you could have done it with that one.
Yeah,
because that's the reason. Because this is weird. I saw this story yesterday, the tiny mobile phone story.
Yeah.
I didn't even know they were a thing.
No, they're teeny.
Yeah,
teeny,
and I saw a photograph of one next to someone's hand or whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could get mobiles like that.
Well, that's, you know, probably because you're not in prison.
Yeah, well, that could be the reason, yeah. Mm. Do you...
Watch a lot of prison documentaries.
Yeah. But are they specifically designed to go up a bottom?
Pretty much.
Because that's the point,
I would imagine that wasn't the specific design.
I think it probably is.
Like, reasons.
It's so they're easily concealed.
In a bottom?
Yeah. No, no.
Not necessarily in a bottom.
Where else would they be?
Draw your diagram.
In...
Do you know, because that's the point, isn't it? That's people...
Hand.
No, because...
In one of those... Have you not seen those teeny purses that women take to weddings?
Yeah, but it's prison. You're not going to take a wedding teeny purse to prison.
No, but they're not.
They're going to go, what's in that teeny purse?
Prison, are they, these phones?
I think they are.
No.
I can't think of another market where you'd need a tiny mobile
purses.
Phone.
Teeny purses. Have you not seen... have you not seen when... I mean, to a wedding on Saturday.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend took a purse, and I was like, how are you going to fit your phone into that?
Yeah.
And then I ended up having to carry her phone in my pocket.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean.
But if she'd had a teeny, teeny phone,
yeah, but
then
she
it would have fit in the purse.
Because only prisoners have them.
Well, not only
you could have carried it in your bottom.
But presumably you could... But then she wouldn't have wanted to use it.
Well, I don't know. Cornelius, I said, where else could you smuggle them? And Cornelius has now just done a crude drawing of something else.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen one of those in real life? Because I'm...
They're hard to draw.
Well... Anyway, Toby's got the weather now.
Mm.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Smuggled about himself.
Mm. Dry and bright for most, unless you're in prison, I guess. Cloudier in the north and windy to the west. Highs of 10 degrees Celsius.
Thanks very much. And now here's...
Claire Cottingham
with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade go.
Cottingham's Stuart Broad has reclaimed an unwanted England record for the most ducks in a test career by making his 24th, as England were hammered by the Aussies in the third test to go down 3-0 in the series. It means Australia reclaim the Ashes with just two matches to go. Well, former cricketer and TalkSport's very own Darren Goff says Broad seemed to be a target.
Broad just looked like a guy who's got no confidence left, none for 142. They really have got into Broad this series, attacked him when he's bowled.
West Ham's Manuel Lanzini is facing a two-match ban after being charged with diving by the Football Association. He won his side a penalty in their 3-0 Premier League victory over Stoke at the weekend. Everton boss Sam Allardyce says he's ready to expand on their good form when they face Swansea in the Premier League later. Well, they've collected 10 points from their last four top-flight games, conceding just one goal. That one's live on our sister station TalkSport tonight. That's your latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
And finally, the government has announced that everyone who does Dry January at the beginning of next year will be given a fast pass, which will allow them to skip queues at any NHS GP's office or hospital. The card will allow for immediate appointments with doctors and also first priority in accident and emergency units, which seems coincidental given what you guys are doing.
There we go, you see. It all ties in, doesn't it? Yeah. Toby, thank you very much indeed for bringing us the news.
Thank you.
And thank you, Claire, even though you can't hear me because you pre-recorded it hours ago, for bringing us the sport.
Not hours.
Half an hour, probably.
No, within the last, I would say, 14 minutes.
14 minutes ago, old sport. We're going to go through the papers next and find out what's going on. It's the Diversity Paper Review.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Well, indeed. And here's what's still to come. I mentioned the paper review. We'll do it next. We've also got Al Murray on the show later on. Al Murray is coming on to flog something or other he's doing for Christmas. It's today's PR exercise dressed up as an interview. Work experience punditry as well. Our work experience Jack will be reviewing some television. There's the big debate at three. And we do have a game, as I mentioned, of banned or Christmas TV special from yesteryear. Is it the title of a band or the title of a Christmas TV special from yesterday? You can try and figure it out. Talk Radio in the afternoon's news-led entertainment between 1 and 4.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Is with us and he is going through the newspapers as part of today's Diversity Paper Review. Makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting because we take people from all walks of life, all of the minorities, and shove them on the radio in order to tick those particular boxes and make us appear like we're doing something for multiculturalism. It's a big issue in the media and we like to do our bit. Hi, Sam.
Hello there, John.
So, reminders of your diversity.
I am Jewish,
That's
John.
That's right, you are. You're very welcome. So what have you seen in the papers, Sam? What's,
Well, one of these stories you touched on earlier, the Bangor Winter Wonderland.
Yes.
Right, well, I have some fantastic quotes
this
about this Winter Wonderland. So, it was cancelled.
Yeah, so this is, because we've mentioned it on this programme before, and Christmas kind of arrives when the first stories about crap events that are Christmassy start coming in. So we've had it before, haven't we, in the past? It's trees in town centres that are just threadbare, people moan about it. It's these events that get organised, like the one we're about to talk about, Which just, you know, it's there's supposed to be reindeer, but there's one and its antlers are missing. And there's a, you know, Father Christmas is just a drunk old bloke in the corner. It's all those sort of stories. And the families complain, don't they? Mm. So this one is in Northern Ireland.
This is pretty much all of those things combined and better. Because we've got some great quotes here. Someone was complaining that the queue to see Santa was really large, shambolic and shrewn with litter.
Shrewn with litter.
Exactly.
What sort of, was it, do we know what sort of litter?
No, they just say litter.
Right.
So they it's non-specific.
Right. I mean, that's not, that doesn't take it into the realms of horror, really. It's just a queue.
No.
Really.
Well, that's only the beginning.
Oh.
That's only the beginning. Apparently, the kids didn't want to go near the ice rink because it smelled of chlorine.
Yes. Mm. Right.
It's not exactly what you want from a from
no,
an ice rink.
No.
Apparently, Santa's beard didn't have a hole in it, so whenever he had to speak, he had to take off his beard.
Yeah.
To speak to the kids.
Yeah. I mean, that would be disturbing to a child. Now, we all know, children, that the Santas at these places are Santa's helpers. They're not the actual Santa. We all know that.
No, he's too busy.
He's very busy at this time of year, so he can't be at all of these crap events. Right? Santa is the real deal. He comes at Christmas. He's busy. So he sends out these helpers, and some of them aren't as good as the others, it turns out. And some of them don't have holes in their beards.
No, in fact, apparently kids were shouting, horrified, he isn't real, he isn't real.
Well, he is real, it's just not that one. Because he can't be everywhere at once. I mean, he is magic.
He's got a lot of work on.
He's very busy at this time of year, children, making toys, as we know, and helping the elves, right, in Lapland. We know that, but the ones that you get at the crap winter wonderlands are just, you know, just basically unemployed people, just helping out and doing their best.
The ones who pass the CRB check.
That's it, yeah, very importantly, yes. Yes, they are, yeah. Yeah, sort of actors who are not yet embroiled in a scandal, is what they are. I mean, it's Kevin Spacey's never getting, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I love that these stories just every year, and I do go, yeah, there it is, and I kind of like this. So they've closed it.
They've closed it, yeah. Basically, kids were horrified. Yeah. There was chlorine in the ice rink, you know.
Chlorine in Santa's beard.
Yeah, just
sometimes
just
they're these outside ones as well, where you see these pictures that people post of them, where it's just some mud.
Oh, yeah, they're the best ones.
Oh, so good. Merry Christmas, everyone. It is lovely,
isn't it? You'd never thought this place wasn't legit, really. If you do want to claim a refund, it says to email winterwonderlandni@gmail.com.
Well,
who'd have thought, eh?
You know. What a lovely heartwarming Christmas story it is. But don't worry, children, the real Santa's fine. He's got a hole in his beard and everything. Mm. He's going
to
be fine.
The thing is, what you have to remember is what they're actually aiming for is also rubbish. Like the Winter Wonderland in Hyde Park. That's like the big main one.
Yeah.
But if you go there, it's too busy, it's way overpriced, and no one actually enjoys themselves.
No, they don't.
So.
But at least Santa's got a hole in his beard so he can speak to the people, you know?
The only reason to go to that Winter Wonderland is to get away from Londoners, because you'll never see one in there.
No, it's all tourists.
No one's stupid enough. Everyone knows.
£8 for a small mulled cider? Are you insane?
It's true.
All right, what else have we got, Sam?
Well, apparently, Facebook have admitted for the first time that social media is bad for your mental health.
I mean, we kind of all knew this.
Yeah, we did.
But their answer is to go on social media more.
Yes, really strangely. They came out and said, okay, fine, social media, it is bad for your health. But to counter that, they want people to interact more on Facebook. So I don't really get that.
Here's a crazy notion.
Hmm.
Cancel your account. Right, yeah. If Facebook is affecting you and you're in an anxiety way, right, because of all those... just don't look at it. Hmm. Just stay away and you'll be happier.
Facebook don't agree.
That's not guaranteed, though.
It's not guaranteed, but it will help, surely. If that's what's making you anxious, stop doing it.
You might get FOMO. It might be a part
of your... What does that even mean?
The fear of missing out could be a part of your anxiety.
It's a thing.
As well.
Yeah, but if you don't know what you're missing... People missing out by looking at what other people are doing. But if you don't even know what they're doing, you're not going to care that long,
are
you?
Yeah, but you'll know that something's going on.
Well, go outside and do something instead of looking at Facebook, then.
It's not easy for everyone, is it?
It's easy to go outside. Go for a walk in a winter wonderland.
It's too busy, though.
Yeah, it's too busy, yeah.
Not the one in Northern Ireland, though.
No, it's closed.
Wales, wasn't it?
No, Northern Ireland.
Oh. I'm confused.
There you go.
Why?
I always thought Bangor was in Wales.
Hmm.
Silly me.
It's just an assumption, really.
Yeah. And also a verb. So what did...
Someone's listened to every best man speech ever.
Written most of them. For cash. What were we talking about?
We were talking about Facebook.
Yeah, that's right. No, I think I'm not on Facebook.
No.
I when Facebook came out.
John, you're missing out.
Well, I don't care. And I'm happier for it. I dismissed Facebook as a little bit of a fad that wouldn't catch on. Now, admittedly, I was wrong, but yeah. I've still stuck to my guns and I've never gone on Facebook. So I'm not, I don't, I not a thing I'd want to do.
You're missing
Twitter,
out.
Twitter, fine. But Facebook, nah. Never been bothered.
I'm not on some of them. I'm not on Instagram or Snapchat.
I'm not on Instagram either.
Aren't they all the same?
I thought I was the only one.
This is the problem. But they're all the same. It seems to me. Why do you need all... If your followers or your friends are talking to you on whatever, Twitter, why do you need them on Snapgram as well? Why?
Some people may only have friends online, John. Mm. They might be their only friends.
Well, I mean... Just go outside, right, and enjoy some life rather than just looking at what other people are doing and then feeling anxious about it, would be my thought. Not use it more, like Facebook have said.
Yeah, that's not going
to
help.
Seems counterproductive to me. Yeah. I'm not an expert, but that seems good. Anyway, what else?
In brighter news, Sir Mo Farah wins BBC Sports Personality of the Year 2017.
I've got Mo Farah, FOMO,
FOMO. FOMO Farah.
FOMO Farah. Yeah.
Fear of missing out on Mo Farah, is that a thing? FOMO.
Fear you don't of need missing to have out that on fear. Gold because yeah. you're running against Mo Farah.
Mo Farah. Mm.
Is he, but there hasn't been an Olympics this year.
No, he was actually third favourite, so Anthony Joshua was favourite. So it was quite a surprise Mo Farah even won. People just seem to like the guy.
Yeah, but also there's controversy, isn't there? Because last night they, because it was live, and they opened up the votes for live voting and all that kind of stuff, because it's for the public. But they went to an early shot of him because he wasn't at the ceremony, but the trophy was already there.
Oh.
So there's a big conspiracy about it being fixed and everything else, because the trophy was in shot next to him, like when the voting was open, like half an hour before.
That's awkward, that.
But the explanation to me is pretty simple. It's that surely you have to give everyone a trophy replica in case they win.
Exactly.
That's got to be.
That's how you explain that one away.
Yeah. That's what I guess someone's going to say.
Well played.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be the most boring thing to rig in the world, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
The sports person.
It's not really worth it.
Does anyone... No, does anyone care?
I mean, these are sportsmen as well, like, who work all their career to win the actual prizes that they're going for.
Yeah.
This, to them, will be like... No. You know,
don't they win
you
enough already?
Well nothing.
You might as well get a wireless award.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I mean, what's the point?
Exactly.
That's an in-house awards thing they do here. I don't know what it's for. Like, employee of the month or something. Kate Lawler got one. It's weird. That tells you what we need to know. But it's odd, isn't it? The sports personality, because it used to be Andy Murray and he hasn't got one.
No.
So it's kind of strange.
I mean, Andy Murray's personality, that's kind of like another topic in itself, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway. So there you go. Apparently, anyway. Mo Farah's 2-year-old kid had a tantrum as well. That's the only other thing to add.
Right. Was that the most entertaining part of the whole thing?
Probably.
I didn't watch it. I'll be honest with you. Didn't watch it. Chloe just said they lost the live video link as well. There was a technical error. Trust Chloe to pick up on that one. Hey, Chloe.
Hey, Chloe. Alone.
Hey, Chloe. Hey.
Yeah.
All right. good. That's it. We're out of time.
Oh.
Look at that.
Oh, just like that.
Yeah, I know. There you go. What are we doing next?
Al Murray.
Al Murray is going to be joining us next on the phone. He's flogging something for Christmas, I imagine. So he'll be talking to us on Talk Radio in the afternoons. Thanks very much, Sam.
Thank you very much.
That was a diversity pay-per-view. Reminders of your diversity.
I'm Jewish.
That's right. Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
Would you like to pull my cracker?
We'll get you talking.
What makes your Christmas? Is it an extra little something so no one's left out? Is it the cleaning essentials for a guest-ready house? Or is it stocking up on food boxes for any leftover sprouts? Whatever makes your Christmas, you'll find great prices across a range of last-minute essentials, from spare batteries to sticky tape, in-store at Wilko, and loads more you'll love at Wilko.com. Wilko, let's make Christmas.
You can say anything to a mate. Anything. Call them every name under the sun. Wind them up. Bring them down a peg. Tell them stuff you never thought you'd tell anyone. Because they're proper mates. Like brothers. When it's a mate, you say what you feel like saying. Except, I love you, man. And I'm not gonna let you drink drive. Stupid, innit? Mates don't let mates drink drive. Think.
You are currently on the naughty list. Know why? Because you've lost your Christmas spirit. But with every delicious bite of Subway's new deluxe feast, the festive season becomes that little bit better. Until you're transformed into a prancing, dancing, tinsel-infused elf. That's the magic of butter, marinated turkey breast, crispy bacon and cranberry sauce. That's the magic of Subway. Subway, keep discovering. Terms and conditions apply. Participation may vary. See in store for details.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Cheshire, the M6 is queuing southbound between junction 17 and 16 towards Stoke-on-Trent after an accident earlier on. In Lincolnshire, the A1 is now closed northbound between the Foston turnoff and Long Bennington South Junction. That's after a lorry overturn. That's causing a long queue back to the Great Gonnaby turnoff. The A6 in Bedford remains closed in both directions because of an accident. That's between London Road and Maryville Road. And Eurotunnel services have a waiting time of up to 2.5 hours at Folkestone for passenger services. I'm Alan Joyce.
Mum, Dad, Uncle Albert, Auntie Jean, Barry, Gary, Nigel, Sam.
At the Co-op, 20 bottle packs of Kronenbourg are only £10. That's the Christmas party sorted. Christmas is coming together at the Co-op.
Subject to availability, see participating stores for details. See drinkaware.co.uk for the facts. Offer ends 3rd of January 2018.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. It is Talk Radio, and yes, I am he who what that bit of production just said I was. So we promised you hot guest action via the medium of telephone, and if we make a promise, you know we deliver. Hello, Al Murray.
Hello there, how you doing?
Very good. Well, you know, as you've been on before, and you know how it is.
Yeah.
We've got to be honest. Yeah. We've got to say, look, he's not just popped by, he's flogging something for Christmas. Let's be upfront about it. PR dressed up as an interview. It's lovely to have you on. It always is, of course.
But, I mean, I'm quite happy to flog things. So, you know, it really doesn't bother me.
No. I'm happy with it. I'm more than happy with it. Because, you know, you give good fare, if you like. You know, if there were a Christmas bazaar that my nana used to take me to when most around was tat, you know, your stall at the Christmas bazaar is one of quality, Al Murray, is what I'm going to say to you.
Thank you very much, John. That's very sweet of you. And season's greetings to you too.
Yes, there it is. So what are we flogging? Al Murray makes Christmas great again.
Yes, that's right. ITV, Friday night, 9 o'clock. The pub landlord's Christmas cracker for the season, basically.
Very nice.
Songs, guests, games, and some common sense solutions to Christmas problems.
Because I'm going to guess you've already done it. Right, I
just yeah.
Is it like
we didn't film it in July like some Christmas?
That's Christmas. What I was going to say. So, Songs of Praise is like July, isn't it? I think they've had to.
Yeah.
And Hootenanny is something like they do that. Like I think December the 2nd, but for the year hence or something like that.
Yeah, they'll shoot. Well, I mean, when I've been on the Hootenanny, when I've gone in and got horribly drunk and made a fool of myself. Because you think you're inside a TV program, and you go, "Wow, this is amazing." When you get absolutely, I can't say how drunk I was at this time of day on the radio. But they do that like 3 weeks before Christmas or something, and they start off with the New Year countdown. I'm letting a lot of light into the magic here, aren't I?
Yes,
they
fine.
Start off with the New Year countdown, so they make sure that works. Before everyone gets totaled.
Because they also come round on that show and talk to you, you know, and catch you seemingly unawares, don't they? So do you have to sort of time that really well? You have to know when they're coming to you, because you don't want to be sprung upon.
They come round and go, we'll catch you after the next two now. And then the next thing, you've got stuck into the warm, free BBC champagne. And the next thing, you know, you've got Jules going, "So, Al Murray, tell us about the year," like that. And you're like, "Ah, God, but I'm drunk." But I'm drunk, and then you think, well, I'm drunk, I'll get away with this.
Yeah.
And then you realise you haven't got away with it.
No. And then it's on. Then it's then they basically ruined everyone's New Year's Eve. That's what that's done.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So tell us. So you're now in the realm of doing this yourself, of course. So this is, and I like that these programmes. You know, I was looking back over old Christmas TV schedules, right? Because I'm that dull. But I'd like to know what was on in 1984 and things like that. You know, and it was Val Dunican's Christmas. You know, evening round the fire kind of thing. Yeah. And they sort of disappeared for a while, those programmes.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a little curious. The interesting thing is, you know, ITV came and said, do you want to do this show? I mean, in the summer, they did ask. That's when we first had this approach. And you sort of think, wow, this is like a proper old mainstream entertainment thing. Where it's someone's name and you slap their name on it and they do their Christmas fare. And you know roughly what you're going to get. Because it's the pub landlord, you know, we feed the Christmas subject and the standard things you'd see on a Christmas show into the sort of mincer and turn the handle and you come out with this sort of with this slightly hallucinated version of Christmas.
And what I mean, because of the year, you know, the kind of year it has been and everything else, and we had Ian Hislop was in on Friday and he was talking about the Private Eye annual. And he said, you'd probably expect it just to be full of Brexit and Trump. And then he went, which it is, because that's all that's happened. But that plays into the hands of, you know, the pub landlord, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, completely. It's been a mad year. I mean, I'll admit it, we've got Brexit and Trump in this show.
Yeah, of course.
we've got President Trump's Christmas address as well. We've that as an item. I mean, I nearly gave the joke away then. I'm not going to.
No, don't do that.
But it's that sort of stuff. And also, I mean, a big thing that I think goes with that subject is ideas of Britishness and who the British are and what we mean and what we stand for. And Christmas, as a tradition, as a cultural phenomenon, without getting pretentious, is like perfect pub landlord material. You know, mainly because it was invented by a German. He doesn't want to admit that.
Yeah, that's right. And what is... It's now sort of falls to me to ask you the obvious question in a sort of heartwarming... You know, this is a sort of question loaded with festivity, a sort of mould question, if you will. And it's very simply, what does Al Murray, the man, do for Christmas?
Oh, well, the thing is I absolutely love cooking. So I do a great big set piece, all the trimmings, absolutely everything, dinner. And I've got this barbecuing oven in the garden. So I bake in a barbecue, a goose or a turkey or whatever, in the garden. Get up first thing in the morning, light the thing, get drunk, sit down to eat lunch at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I do that. I do everything, and I won't let anyone else do anything. I complete control-freak Christmas lunch, and I absolutely love doing it.
Yeah.
Well, and that's it for me, basically.
And that'll do. I mean, frankly, that's fine. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Sunday lunch on a Monday. What else could you possibly want?
It's always good, isn't it, when Christmas falls after the weekend?
Because it's
crap when it's midweek a bit, because you sort of go, what? But when you get the weekend, and then it's sort of another weekend tagged on the end of it.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, this year, I'm doing Panto in Wimbledon, so I've only got Christmas Day and New Year's Day off. So I'm working the rest of the time. So I'm sort of wondering how much I have to temper my overindulgence on Christmas Day, to be honest.
That's going to hurt. How many shows you got Boxing Day?
We've got a 1 o'clock and a 5 o'clock.
Yeah, so with the hangover, that's not going to work. And screaming kids and stuff, that's going to hurt.
Yes.
Yeah.
But hungover parents as well, so there might be some sort of mutual thing going on between the cast and the audience, the grown-ups in the audience.
How long, in terms of how the panto's going, everything
you
expected?
We've done 16 out of 64 shows so far.
That's a lot of shows, isn't it?
It is a lot of shows. In 5 weeks.
Yeah.
So it's. I mean, the thing is, what I'm not going to do is go, it's such hard work, darling, and John, I can't tell you how difficult it really is to put my soul on the line every night. I'm not going to do any of that nonsense.
Yeah.
Because it's not like I'm busting rocks or anything, but for a comedian, it's hard work. by my own lazy metric, it's really hard work.
All right, look, we're going to let you go because, shouldn't you be in Panto now? Or is that not a...
Yeah, we started already. Yeah, we're up and running, you know.
There's no matinee today.
No, I've got today off.
Oh, fine. Right.
We get Mondays off. We get the day that Christmas falls on off.
That's handy, otherwise you'd be in work.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
good. Yeah. Listen, Al, good to talk to you. Thanks very much for finding the time on your telephone, by the way. Al Murray there, plugging some stuff. Panto in Wimbledon, Al Murray makes Christmas great again on ITV. Did he say on Friday? I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, Friday.
Friday at 9 o'clock, I think, anyway.
That'll
Friday
night. Al Murray's old ITV show used to be so good.
Looking forward to it. There it is. So, yeah, there you go. All of that stuff for you there. In the next half an hour, more TV. Because Christmas television, and there's been television, and Jack's here, and Jack watches absolute tat. And he's our work experience, so I imagine that this week he's been watching more of it, so, you know, you don't have to struggle.
Let's just hope there's some on over Christmas.
Imagine. But anyway, Jack's going to have a look at some television for us as part of our work experience. We've told him it's a leg up into the industry. Absolute lie, of course. It's simply that we don't have to pay him. But at 2:30 now, with the very latest news, here's Toby.
Talk Radio.
Thank you. We have some breaking news, very sketchy details emerging, but a US Air Force spokesperson has confirmed that a security incident has occurred at the US Air Base, the RAF Mildenhall. This is in Suffolk. It is currently on lockdown. One person has been arrested by Suffolk police. We don't have much more detail than that at the moment, but of course we will bring it to you here on Talk Radio when we get it. Elsewhere today, two people have died following a fire at a luxury hotel on the banks of Loch Lomond. Three others are in hospital after it broke out at Cameron House in West Dunbartonshire this morning. Police are still at the five-star hotel. Around 200 guests had to be evacuated. It's not yet known what caused the blaze. Lebanese security services say a man arrested in connection with the murder of a British diplomat in Beirut had previous criminal convictions. The body of Rebecca Dykes was found by a motorway just outside the capital. The suspect is a taxi driver working for Uber. Sky's Charlotte Lomas has a statement from the firm.
They've said in an email that we are horrified by this senseless act of violence and our hearts are with the victim and her family. We are working with authorities to assist their investigation in any way they can.
A report ordered after the Grenfell Tower fire is calling for several reforms to the construction industry to prevent a similar disaster. It's found building regulations aren't fit for purpose and some of them leave room for people to cut corners. A man in his 30s has died following a police chase in Bradford in the early hours. The Audi he was driving failed to stop and was being pursued by officers. And the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge's daughter will start nursery next month. Princess Charlotte will attend Wilcox Nursery School in London, which says it's looking forward to welcoming the two-year-old. Your weather, dry and bright for most, cloudier in the north and windy to the west, highs of 10 Celsius.
Thank you very much indeed, Toby, there, for bringing us news, which, you know, technically is his job, so he hasn't really got a choice. He will be back in an hour, and that will bring us today's edition of Bonus News, which is...
No, mineral.
Is it mineral news?
Yeah.
Have you checked?
Yeah, mineral.
All right, then. We do animal, vegetable and mineral. Now, mineral today, but it covers everything off. Of course, there's not enough time in the actual news, as you just heard, to do all the things that are happening in the world. I mean, he packed a lot in there, but it's not everything.
He even had an extra thing that was unplanned.
Yeah, I know, and there's nothing to do with minerals.
No.
So if people are waiting to hear what's happening in the world of minerals,
yes,
that's later.
Yes.
Animals tomorrow, vegetables on Wednesday. That's how it works.
Fungus? No?
Fungus is tomorrow, a third Tuesday of the month.
Is it?
Yeah, I think you're right.
You get it is.
You get
I didn't know fungus news actually existed.
It does.
It did.
Oh, now it's tomorrow. So there we go.
Thanks, we always forget it.
Well, reminded.
There we go.
Good.
Reminded without knowing I was reminding you.
Yeah. So that's Toby, and he's with us doing the news.
Do you need a new producer?
Probably. Right, so Jack's here. He's our work experience. We're going to be going through some TV for you next on Talk Radio.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the Outer Limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And And we are talking television, and that's because, well, it's work experience, punditry, the work experience, given real-world work experience, not just photocopying or making the tea, but actually coming on the radio to talk about stuff. Today, Jack's back. Sort of playing Christmas bed music there, Jack, in the anticipation of some Christmas TV. But I realised we didn't really check, and there might not be any.
No, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to save the Christmas TV preview roundup for the end.
And, fine, that makes sense.
In which scenario I'm able to rattle off my two-thirds tat, as is my usual schedule.
As we would rightly expect from you. So this is, normally when you do this, the programmes you watch are awful, and mainly unwatchable to anybody outside, well, you.
Yeah.
But that's fine. I think I get an insight into these programmes through you, which means I don't have to go anywhere near them personally, and I think the listener would agree.
Yeah, that's why I'm here.
So
yeah.
What are we going to start with?
It's 100% Hotter, Channel 5. It's a make-under show, very much ripping off BBC Three's Snog, Marry, Avoid, in which you get someone who dresses like some kind of sex case, and get the general public to be mean about them, and give them a make-under, and get the general public to be complimentary about them. It's a foolproof formula.
I don't really understand it.
Right, well, I'll tell you a bit more then.
Please do.
I watched episode 6. First on was Jade. Now, most people would describe Jade's breasts as colossal, and yet she manages to tell us in minutes of having walked in front of the camera that she's considering having them enlarged, somewhat at odds with her dreams of becoming an air hostess, because unless she's planning to have them pumped full of helium,
right.
I don't see how any commercial airplane would be able to achieve liftoff with such a heavy cargo.
I see. And so this is, basically, I think you've now summed up the show. It's those kind of... those kind of people. This show's about. Is it? It's those kind of people who.
Those kind of people. Yeah, we've got a clip of Jade.
Have we?
Yeah, talking about her enlarging.
Thank
breast
you.
Plan. Yeah.
This is Jade off of Channel 5's, what's it called?
100% Hotter.
Do you have any inspiration? Like, who do you look at and you're like, I like the way they look?
Katie Price. I think she looks absolutely fantastic now. Better now than what she did before.
Now.
That's it.
Now.
She's had all her implants taken out. She kind of looks really natural. There isn't the crazy
stuff. I like the natural look, but I still like big boobs. I'm actually going to get them enlarged about far more sizes.
No, don't do that. You can't. Do you feel like maybe if we make you see yourself in a different way, a really classy, beautiful, glamorous way, that you might even change your mind about cosmetic surgery or getting your boobs made bigger? That could be a possibility.
It could be, yeah.
I mean, I echo the don't do that. I mean, I've not seen Jade. I don't know Jade. I don't seen Jade. But just something, you know, don't... Really?
Yeah.
Really?
It's certainly unnecessary in her case.
Yeah.
And in most cases, I'd agree. There's also a lady called Tasmin on the show. She has a massive mohawk and an extreme punk style. She also has albinism. Which is the albino.
All right, yeah, albino, okay.
Which her friend thinks is the reason behind her excessive makeup and hair tampering. Anyway, surprise, surprise, after they've let the makeup expert and professional stylist have a good old go at them, they both look very different and much improved. Tasmin, in particular, has gone from androgynous cyberpunk from the future to Uma Thurman from Pulp Fiction. It's good TV. Get involved.
Right. Well, I won't get involved. No, I don't need to go beyond getting... I don't need to get involved in that in any way, and neither will I. But I think... When you said make under...
Yeah.
Right? I don't... It sounds like they've improved.
Well, it's, what they're doing is they're trying to make these very extreme fashion statements less extreme.
Oh, I see.
So it's a play on words.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, I can see that it is.
I know someone who's been on a similar, well, snog married avoid.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know her very well, and I won't name her, largely because I can't remember her name.
Mm.
But yeah, she showed me this clip of her on the show, and she looked ridiculous. In the first fit, and clearly how no one looks.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh no, I just made myself look like that for the show.
Right.
And then they brought me back down,
so normal.
Basically.
So you're saying it's a bit of a fix?
Maybe. Well, in this case...
Imagine television having an artifice
know,
of that kind.
First time it's ever happened.
I can't believe you're trying to compromise the integrity of this production. But anyway.
Yeah. So I've not seen Snog, Marry, Avoid either. So that's the same premise, isn't it?
Same premise, except they ask the public if they would snog, marry, or avoid the person.
I see.
And usually, of course, it's avoid. And then when they have a make-under, it's snog, or ideally, marry.
Marry. Has that ever happened? Has there ever been an actual love match?
No, they don't introduce them. In Snog, Marry, Avoid, they put them in a pod, and in a high street. I think they did one in Bromley, actually.
Oh.
And then the passers-by come and judge them they don't hear the judgment. They see it played back on video.
Right.
But so they never actually meet the critics. But maybe there could be a marriage in 100% Hotter.
Yeah.
Snog, marry, avoid was not the first name of that show.
No.
You just know that. Just
it's the only broadcastable one they have.
You're
going to
have to change that.
Yeah. I know it's BBC Three, but even so. Just, you know, back off. Good. All right. Well, look, we're going to take traffic and travel, and I know that we can't wait. But tease us, Jack, towards what's coming up next.
What's coming up next is blinging up baby.
Great. Jack's here. He's a work experience. He's reviewing television. Stuff you'll never see. And I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons.
Figgy pudding.
Do you want stuffing?
Yes, please.
Free speech.
You don't look the type.
And phone calls.
Answer that. It could be the phone.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
Still haven't signed up to Selco Predictor? Why not?
What a chance!
There's a million good reasons why you should. Sign up now at selcobw.com/predictor and use your footballing foresight for the chance to become a millionaire.
£1 million.
Plus, in December, win flights and £150 spending money for a sensational two-night city stay in a European hotspot of your choice. The Selco Predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at selcobw.com/predictor.
Hello, I'm Ian McKellen. I want you to join me in supporting Crisis this Christmas. Times are tough. While we are safe and warm inside, thousands of homeless people will be sleeping on the freezing streets. For just £26 and 8p, you can reserve a place for someone at Crisis at Christmas. You'll give them food, clothes and safety, and the chance to move off the streets for good. So please go to crisis.org.uk and give £26 and 8p to bring someone in from the cold. Thank you.
I am not based in an office. I am based in the fields.
Jen runs the Split Screen Coffee Company.
The ability to access Sage from different places is essential for my business.
See how your business could benefit from Sage Business Cloud with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Realise your business ambition. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud, helping you manage everything from money to people. Be sage. Build on.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
In Cheshire, the M6 is queuing southbound between junction 17 and 16 towards Stoke-on-Trent after an accident earlier on. In Lincolnshire, the A1 is now closed northbound between the Foston turnoff and Long Bennington South Junction. That's after a lorry overturn. That's causing a long queue back to the Great Gonnaby turnoff. The A6 in Bedford remains closed in both directions because of an accident. That's between London Road and Maryville Road. And Eurotunnel services have a waiting time of up to 2.5 hours at Folkestone for passenger services. I'm Alan Joyce.
At the Co-op, a 70-centilitre bottle of Baileys is only £10. And a 70-centilitre bottle of Tanqueray Gin is only £15. Perfect last-minute gifts for friends and family. Christmas is coming together at the Co-op. Subject to availability. See participating stores for details. See drinkaware.co.uk for the facts. Offer ends 3rd of January 2018.
Don't miss the show that everyone else is talking about. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
We're going to do this all week, right?
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
When you said it, I immediately said.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, there is much going on this afternoon. There has been an incident at a US Air Force base in Suffolk. This is Mildenhall, RAF Mildenhall. That incident is now reported to be over. A man tried to force his way through the gates. He was arrested. And they put the base on lockdown, but that's been lifted and the man has been arrested. More details certainly as that unfolds. There has been a fire at a luxury hotel on the banks of Loch Lomond. This is Cameron House. Up there, that's in the news this afternoon. We've already been talking about UFOs specifically due to the fact that this whole government department in America, in the Pentagon, this is sort of real life X-Files. We were talking about that earlier. We know that the Daily Express have sort of forgotten all the rest of the news and just gone with something about weather again. A man has won Strictly. He's on the front of a lot of the papers. There's more Brexit talks, because I don't know about you, but I'm nowhere near bored of them yet. It's all very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
A lot of people can't. Cornelius. But it's all right, because we're here to help, taking the most complex stories and rendering them totally understandable by boiling them down to their constituent parts. It's all to do with the syllables, you see. 5, 7, and 5. It's the news analysed in haikus.
Twice in a row now. Chloe.
Hi, Chloe.
Hello.
Hi. What's gone wrong with that?
It's the machinery. Yeah.
Workmen and tools.
Yep. So the machinery. I mean, we know the machine. To be fair, the machinery here is appalling. So
that's true.
We all know
that we got any noise
at all is a bonus, a treat that anything works. Due to the fact that it's just stuff they built this studio with, stuff they found in TalkSport's rejection cupboard
and some Lego.
And then just sort of bolted it all together. Anyway, so if the machine's back, rebooted, Chloe. Yeah, should we try that again? We'll just edit this out of the program. The news in haikus.
Ian Lee returns. Tonight he'll be just talking balls, not eating them.
That's right. He's back from the jungle tonight at 10 on Talk Radio. And I don't imagine he'll have to eat a pig's fufu either. Right. Look, it's work experience time. Jack's here. He's work experience. And what's more, he is running through television for us. We've already talked about something called
100% Hotter.
Great. And if you've only just tuned in, all you need to know is that it was on Channel 5, and that'll give you some idea of exactly what kind of programme it was. The next one, though, sounds fascinating. And by fascinating, I mean awful.
Yeah, it's also Channel 5. I don't really watch anything. I just basically have Channel 5 on a constant loop in my household these days. Yeah. It's called Blinging Up Baby. Perhaps another instance of them thinking of a pun and working backwards.
Yeah.
So it's mums... who like to bling up their baby. I can't really put it much more simpler than that.
What a premise. I mean, imagine that pitch meeting. What's it about? Well, it's about mums that like to bling up their baby. Right, commission times 13.
Yep.
You know, it's like, oh, really?
Yeah.
So what's this? This is what? Earrings?
We're talking earrings.
Jewellery?
Yeah. Well, first we meet Lisa Marie, who's trying to get her newborn daughter's first words to be Chanel, after the perfume and fashion designer. She spends 100 quid a week on her kids' clothes. We've got a clip of her talking about her sadly short-lived career as a glamour model, which she's very, very proud of. I think we've got a clip of that.
In Plymouth, single mum of two, Lisa Marie, wants her six-year-old daughter, Lacey, to follow in her own glamorous footsteps.
There's not a lot of clothes on there, no, there really isn't. But that's glamour modelling, isn't it? That's what glamour models do. I'm really proud of the fact that I made it into Nuts and Zoo magazine. I was bullied at school. I think it did affect me to the extent where, as soon as I was old enough, I did get the hair extensions in, I did get the boobs done. Lacey, she has said so many times that she would love to do what mummy does.
Dear, oh dear. She'd love to do... How old is this child?
I think she might be 3.
Oh, she'd love to do it. She'd love to be in Nuts and Zoo magazine, wouldn't she?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This sounds horrific.
Yeah, next we've got single mum Candy, who's got 2 kids and a pug called Snickers. Candy can't...
That's a great dog name.
It is. Not bad. Not bad at all.
Oh, well, no, it isn't. Because you.
No, it is.
No, because look, what are you going to shout if it jumps up?
Down, Snickers.
Yeah.
So...
Well, it's basically shouting about taking your knickers off, isn't it?
Oh, good point. Yeah.
That's it. Knickers down! Knickers down!
Quite true. Candy can't bear scruffy kids and gets annoyed when her daughter Frankie gets some dirt on the trainers whilst playing in the park. Candy buys her kids a small pile of presents once a week. She also takes her daughter for a spray tan. She's 4!
Oh,
no!
Oh, God!
Yeah.
What's wrong with people?
And then we're up to Doncaster, where mum Sammy lives with her 2 little, and Sammy is convinced that by dressing her 2-year-old daughter up like a Morris dancer, she's instilling her with confidence. There's only one way of justifying this programme, and that's to say that if you're a new parent, maybe a bit low on confidence, then just have a look at these mums, because they're setting the bar very low.
Indeed. Yeah. Is it, it's of a type, isn't it? I mean, these programmes that you watch. You know, and again, I like to ask you this question because you watch a lot of them. In the pantheon of tat, where does Blinging Up Baby fall?
Oh, in terms of premise and title punnery,
yeah.
I'm going to have to give it a 4-star rating.
Right, that's pretty, yeah, that's pretty good, yeah. 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 And do these kids get a... I mean, I think it's exploitative. Do these kids get a, you know, a say in any of this? Of course they don't. They're four.
No, not only do they not get a say, but they also get their mums telling the camera that their kid was born to do pageantry, you know. Their kid was born to be a model. Look at her pout. She's just born to do it.
Right.
No, she's four. Put loads of spray tan on her. Please let her go and muck about in the park.
Yeah, you just go and play outside and get dirty. Just jump in a puddle.
Yeah.
Whatever you're not spray tan or bling. So what do they bling them up with? So it's eerie. I mean, when I see, and whether this makes me a snob or not, I don't care. I am one.
Yeah.
But when I see a child, a toddler with earrings,
I
just go, no, it's just wrong.
You know what? For me, earrings are not particularly offensive. But what is offensive is just dressing your child up in anything other than something a bit basic. Because... Yeah, it is a bit tacky and naff, and it's unfair. It's almost bullying your own kid, basically.
Yeah, and these people are presumably are proud of all of this, and there's a whole sort of... Yeah.
Proud enough to go on Channel 5 for no money, yeah.
Well, you know, maybe they were slipped a few quid, I don't know. Those spray tans are not cheap, are they, probably?
Mm.
I don't know.
Possible.
Maybe I've ever had one. Where do these people... Where do they find these people for these documentaries? Are they, you know, can you apply, is what I'm saying, to go on them, do you think? Or do they just search the length and the breadth of the country to...
I don't know. Maybe they put feelers out in the local pageants for kids that can barely walk.
Yeah.
Probably one of those ones, I guess.
It is wrong to pierce a child, isn't it? Is there no age limit on ear piercing?
Well,
obviously not.
With parental consent,
you can just do whatever
not.
You like.
Yeah, I'm guessing so. I don't know why you asked me as well.
Otherwise, they'd just do it at home, though, wouldn't they? If they weren't allowed, they'd just do it over the kitchen sink with some ice.
Yeah, very bad idea.
Yeah, I don't like it. All right, that's called blinging up baby.
Mm.
What is wrong with the world? And now we're going to go to.
Just a little roundup of Christmas.
Excellent.
Christmas TV coming up. I've got my eye on The League of Gentlemen, Alan Partridge, Where, Why, When, How and Hume.
Yeah.
27th, 9 p.m, BBC Two. And Vic and Bob's Big Night Out as well. Those are my three to watch. We've got a clip of the BBC's roundup of what they've got on this Christmas as well.
All right, well, let's have a listen to that before we talk about that. Okay, here we go.
It started. It doesn't matter where any of us are from. Where we go.
This is brilliant.
As long as we hold on to one another.
Hello, Anson.
You're trying to be funny.
I love you.
Christmas together on BBC One.
How extraordinary.
Well, I mean, what a feast of entertainment. I don't really watch Christmas television. I don't watch television much anyway. But Christmas, I just don't put the telly on. Because it's like...
What, are you more of a charades kind of...
No,
kind of
God, no. I'd go to sleep. But I just, there's nothing that... I mean, the ones you mentioned...
Yeah.
I mean, the second lot, not the blinging up baby lot.
Yeah.
Is there a Christmas special of that? I expect so. But I don't... You know, the Partridge thing will be good.
Yeah.
Al Murray's thing will be good. We talked about that.
You're a big Partridge fan, aren't you?
I've got Alan Partridge's signature tattooed on my ribs.
Yeah, show John.
What?
Yeah.
No, you actually have.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, got it done.
Why have you got Alan Partridge's signature tattooed on your ribs, you weirdo?
Yeah, it is a bit weird, isn't it? I'm just quite a big fan, I suppose.
It's not even Steve Coogan's signature. It's like Alan Partridge.
Well, I suppose it's a bit of a homage to that episode where the maniac has Alan Partridge's face tattooed all over his back.
Yeah.
Kind of referencing that. Well, not really, but, you know.
Yeah, you didn't really commit to that, though, did you?
Yeah. No, I couldn't hack the pain.
No. That is a bit odd, Jack.
I know it is, but you know me. You know my TV viewing habits. You know I'm a bit of a weirdo already.
Yeah.
So I don't know why you're that surprised.
Yeah. By the way, during that BBC One clip, I came up with another programme which you would like.
Oh, yeah.
That we could just pitch, which I think gets both elements of the programmes you brought in one. It's called Boob Job Baby.
No, no.
You haven't
bad
heard my,
idea.
You haven't heard my pitch?
Bad idea.
You don't know what it is.
I do. Stop it. No, just no.
Yeah, but you don't know what it is.
Yeah, I do. I mean, you best be thinking up something else right now if you're going to say something. Okay?
All I'm going to say is that if some mothers, not necessarily the ones we've just heard from, but if some mothers are willing to go to the nth degree of having their children be like them, as we were just hearing about.
Stop. Can't do that. Terrible
idea.
They
could breastfeed themselves. You're saying no.
Yeah, I'm saying no.
But you're not a commissioning editor
talking.
Of Channel 5 who would snap this up.
No,
if I went to Channel 5 tomorrow and said, right, Sir, boob job babies.
No.
In which...
No, right, don't say it.
Okay, but I reckon they...
Just stop stalking.
They go for
what
it.
What ideas for TV shows do you have, Jack? Something nicer?
Yeah. I was thinking maybe something with the same title, but rather than the unspeakable, it was the baby sampling the milk from a real breast and a fake breast and comparing them.
There we go.
Boob job babies.
Okay, that's part two. Right, so in part one.
No, you can't say it. Shut up.
It's no worse than what Channel 5 do anyway.
It is a bit worse.
All right, okay.
It sounds like something I have to explain to you off air.
Right,
I reckon.
It's fine. Boob job babies at Christmas.
No. If you need some TV watching, guys, The Hurting on Dave is still showing. And is repeated a lot.
Yeah.
So
is that thing you wrote some jokes for?
Yep.
Yep. All right.
Some very good jokes. Yeah. To be fair.
Oh, cheers. Have you been watching it? Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah. He's reviewed that before.
Yeah, he hadn't actually seen it.
I know. He just said it was like a sort of poor man's You've Been Framed, but that's fair.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, look, let's get set up a meeting with Channel 5 in the new year. You and me, Jack. Cornelius just doesn't want in on our idea.
Did you say kill Cornelius?
No, I said Cornelius doesn't want in on our idea. There's another bloke, kill Cornelius.
Does it involve boob jobs?
It involves some hurting.
All right, good.
Okay. All right, thank you, Jack.
You're welcome.
For coming in. Yeah. We won't see you again until after Christmas.
Oh, that's a shame.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's Christmas Day next week. You're not going to be here, are you?
I'd have thought not. No, I'll be watching Channel 5.
Yeah, that's right.
With the family.
Yeah. Boob job baby Christmas special. Jack, thank you very much with your weird tattoo. That's freaked me right out. In the next bit of the programme, we will be bringing you the big debate at 3. We will have a child, but playing a toy xylophone.
Me and Jack went to university together. I feel like I have to say that. I don't inspect the work experiences on the way in.
Yeah.
That's how I knew he had that tattoo.
Yeah.
I feel like that needs clarifying.
No, you did ask for a couple of special favours. I obliged, granted.
Anyway, big debate. Then we will be playing a game of band or TV Christmas special on the programme. If you'd like to have a go on it, here's the number 0344-499-1000. You can call us 87222.
Start your message with
at
the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's Talk Radio on Christmas Monday. That's what I'm calling it. Toby's got the news after these messages.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
You still after a present for your missus?
Yeah, we'll get you talking.
Merry Christmas.
Hiring for your business is important, and with today's technology, it shouldn't be so hard to hire great candidates. Indeed.com makes it easy. Easy to post a job, easy to manage candidates, easy to get help. How easy is that? Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In December, we've got 15 litres of Leyland Super Latex Matte Emulsion in Magnolia or Brilliant White for only £18.95 expat. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at Selco Builders Warehouse. For more information, see selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Today at Tesco, there's 25% off 6 or more bottles of wine. Everyone's welcome at Tesco. 18 plus excludes Express and Scotland. Max 36 bottles. Exclusions apply. Ends December 18th.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
Some Santa chat and quality poultry.
Talk Radio.
Let's talk turkey.
Talk Radio.
At 3 o'clock, good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's Toby with the latest news.
Coming up, security incident at RAF base, fatal hotel fire, and Facebook's solution for social media blues.
Talk Radio.
Police in Suffolk are responding to a significant incident at RAF Mildenhall, a US airbase in the county, which was briefly in lockdown. Reports suggest a man attempted to ram the gate in a car. One man has been arrested, and though officers remain at the scene, the incident appears to be over, though members of the public are being asked to avoid the area. Two people have been killed at a five-star hotel on the banks of Loch Lomond after a fire broke out. It's not clear what caused the blaze at Cameron House in West Dunbartonshire, which has also left three others in hospital. 200 guests had to be evacuated this morning. Uber says it's working with authorities to help with their investigation into the murder of a British embassy worker in Beirut. Reports in Lebanon claim a man arrested in connection with Rebecca Dykes' death is a driver for the firm. A spokesperson for the taxi-hailing app also says it's horrified after the 30-year-old's body was found dumped on a motorway. There are demands for a total reform in building regulations from the woman leading a government review following the Grenfell Tower tragedy. Dame Judith Hackett's interim reports says current rules leave room for people to cut corners.
This is a systemic failure. Yes, the regulations are reasonably clear, but they are supported by a large amount of guidance, which the people I've spoken to say leads to difficulties in interpreting, lack of clarity. But there are also problems associated with no clarity around roles and responsibilities.
Facebook has admitted social media can harm mental health and prescribed its solution: use it more. The tech giant has acknowledged some users who watch their friends' status updates from the sidelines might suffer low moods. It says well-being can be improved by posting more updates and comments. And we're back at this. Would you believe it? Believe it. Cheese lovers couldn't mask a pony their disappointment when their trip to a festival celebrating their favourite food left them feeling blue. Customers say they were told it's nacho cheese when the giant cheese board in London ran out of the unlimited cheese it had offered. Tom Capon went and told Talk Radio they were let in half an hour late, having had great expectations.
They had three cheeses, probably bought from Sainsbury's. Yeah, we saw the Sainsbury's delivery van. Security had turned up, right, half an hour late with McDonald's as well. So they didn't even like the cheese.
But the giant cheese board has denied claims they ran out or that the cheese was supermarket bought, insisting they have photos proving otherwise.
Are you still ton about that?
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Won't be in the news after this bulletin.
No. No. Maybe it shouldn't have been in the
first place. With those, you really made us laugh, think how.
Laugh.
Puns in the news. How dare he?
Coming in Grew Year. What? Happy Grew Year.
Coming in Grew Year, telling your cheese puns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Toby.
They should tell Manchego go somewhere else. Tell the man.
Going to go somewhere else.
Manchego somewhere else. Manchego is
a cheese, isn't it? Yep.
Some aren't as gouda as the others.
No. Everyone got it out of the system now?
It takes a while normally.
Was that a cheese pun?
No.
No, okay.
More a cheese observation.
I'm glad we've made the mozzarella of it.
Yeah. Right, thanks, Toby.
I'll see
Toby's back with some mineral news.
Can I do some weather?
25 minutes time.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Dry and bright for most, cloudier in the north, windy to the west, highs today 10 Celsius.
Thank you very much indeed. And now here's Claire with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Great trade prices could be closer than you think. We're opening new branches across the UK. Find your nearest Selco at selcobw.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Claire Cottingham. Captain Joe Root says their Ashes defeat has been very difficult to take, but had to give the Aussies credit, admitting England must get better. Well, it's all over by the third test, as Australia took a 3-0 lead in the series, regaining the Ashes with two games still to play. Meanwhile, very different feel from the Aussies camp, as Captain Steve Smith says he'll cherish the moment.
We've put in so much hard work, the preparation and everything that's come with this series. It's been huge, and to know that everything's worked out and we've been able to get that earned back, all the emotions just came out at once.
West Ham boss David Moyes says he was surprised by Manuel Lanzini's charge and has yet to decide if he'll be contesting it. Well, the midfielder could be facing a two-match ban after being charged with diving by the Football Association. Moyes did confirm that Joe Hart will be in goal for their quarter-final match in the EFL Cup quarter-final tomorrow. And Everton boss Sam Allardyce says it's all about steering the ship now as they look to keep up their good form. Well, they host bottom side Swansea after four matches without defeat. That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thanks, Claire, for the pre-recorded sport. Although not as much thanks as Toby, because Toby at least did it live. He could be bothered to do it. Whereas Claire, not so much. Right, Mineral News is on the way. That is where we bring you extra news, of course, because there's not enough time in the 2 minutes the news bulletin gives us to cover everything off. So we bring you animal, vegetable and mineral news. And, today's the turn of Mineral News, of course. Also on the programme, a game of band or Christmas TV special from yesteryear. We'll be doing that just after 3:30. Plus, a tiny child playing a toy xylophone. Can you identify the tune as she talks us through the week's news? It's Toddler Pops on the way. But the big debate is coming next.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
This is Christmas, and what have you done? Well, if you're anywhere near Bangor in Northern Ireland, then what you've probably done is complained about their winter wonderland. We were talking a little bit about this earlier. As it's County Down this year, what we've been doing is County Down to the worst Christmas winter festival public open thing. It's an annual tradition. It's become an annual tradition, of course. Various towns throughout the UK and Northern Ireland promising snow, reindeer, ice rinks and magical adventure. While instead, in reality, delivering some mud, no magical adventure, and a dog with some cardboard antlers sellotaped to its head or something. Another year, another crap winter wonderland. In Bangor, the queue to see Santa was, quote, strewn with litter, according to Winter Wonderland goers. Santa's grotto was held up with blue tack. Santa's beard didn't have a mouth hole, which one person has described as horrific. And there was an iceless ice rink. The kids didn't want to go anywhere near it. It smelled of chlorine, complained another complainer. Although, to be honest, that also describes my old school swimming teacher, Mr. Harris. On the line, having listened to Talk Radio before, is St John. Good afternoon, St John.
Good afternoon, Mr. Talking Radio Man.
Thank you very much. Now, you've called in, nothing to do with any of that. You've called in because you want to talk about spires.
Yes.
Okay, what is it about spires that are a problem? These the church-based roof accoutrements.
Well, that may be your definition. For me, a spire is a tapering conical or pyramidal structure on the top of a building.
Yeah.
Often a skyscraper or a church tower, but it could equally be an unemployment benefits office or a tram cleaning station.
Yes.
It doesn't matter.
So what does matter?
What matters,
yeah,
is that the building already has a top.
Yes.
Otherwise, the spire would just fall through into the building and smash to pieces on the floor.
Right.
So my question is, if the building already has a top,
yep,
then why do we need to put anything else on it?
The
whole point of being the top of something is that it ends there. If we keep putting more stuff on top of other stuff, then we'll no longer have any real idea of what the top of anything is, and we'll end up with massive top panic and also massive bottom panic.
Right. Well, you make an excellent point. I mean, but as you said, you said what is the point, and surely the point is the end of the spire.
The point is at the end of the spire. I don't really have a point at all. And that's one of the reasons I don't like spires.
Right. So you would argue then would you take spires off the churches and so forth they already exist on and leave just the top below it? Or are you saying just no more spires? What are you actually calling for here?
I'm saying no more spires. I think we should take them all off the top of the because they make things rather pointy.
Yeah.
And we should take all the pointy bits off buildings and whatnot.
Yeah.
And perhaps just, you know, round it off with some curved apertures or something like that.
Right.
I haven't really
thought that one through. No.
No.
No. But then the question is, of course, then what do we do with the spires that we've... Look, hold the line for a minute. I'm going to bring Tim's just called in as well, listening to you say that. Good afternoon, Tim.
Good afternoon, John.
Yeah. Now, you've heard what St John has to say there about spires. What is the point of them? It's just putting a top on something that's already got a top. And if we do that, we're not going to really know where it ends.
Well, look, I think that spires provide a very, very useful purpose in life. I mean, look at any church that you see. I mean, I just walked past one just now. Yeah. It provides a very identifying feature for churches. Now, take it away. You're essentially just left with a roof, right?
Yeah.
Now, what if all churches, they essentially just look like houses? And then that can cause mass confusion across the nation where people just walk into churches maybe thinking that they're their own houses. Right. What happens then, John?
So you're saying the spire is the identifying thing. That's what we need to identify.
Yeah. And if the churches didn't have spires, yeah, people would take their houses and just walk into them willy-nilly.
Okay. Well, let's then turn the spire to... Because it has no use, is what St John would argue.
Well, it provides a resting place for whatever pretty little feature they have at the top. Sometimes it's what are they called? You know, the wind things.
The wind things, yeah.
Yeah, them.
Yeah.
Or just some other nice bit of artwork.
St John, come back on that, because that's a point, isn't it? Because if it's a roof, it's just a roof or a top, then it's not necessarily immediately identifiable as a place of worship.
Well, you know, people even now sometimes walk into churches and pretend they're a house. I mean, they just wander about and go to sleep, things like that.
Yeah.
That happens even now, even with the pointy bit on top.
Why shouldn't other buildings have them then? Why do churches get all the fun? Tim, if you're a spire apologist, clearly, why not? Why can't we all have pointy roof fun?
Well, my house does have a spire,
right,
actually, and I find it very useful because sometimes when I get lost, I can kind of, if I can get to a higher building, then I can see where the spire is. I see my house, I just walk in that direction.
Yeah.
And that's usually how I find my way home.
Right. Should...
Well, I can see my house from miles. I don't have that problem.
No. Well, look, my question, I suppose, is that should we make them, if we're going to keep them anyway, why don't we make them more practically useful? Why could we not, and would you be happy with this, St John, turn a spire upside down, right? So that way, you've got the pointy bit at the bottom and the wide bit at the top. That way, it could even collect then water for drought-ridden countries. And that's the church really putting their money where their mouth is, or their water-filled spires where the water isn't. Isn't it? That's what the church... Because they want, you know, that's part of the church's remit. Why don't we do that? Would you be happy with that?
No, I wouldn't. I'd much rather it was filled with cheese.
Right, interesting.
Mini baby bells.
I do worry, John, that if we did turn all the spires upside down, it would look very typical. And worry if you think that the churches are Iceland or something like that. And then one thing
I really hear what he's saying.
Has he started talking another language?
I think he has.
Just babbling now.
It is babbling. Hang on, I've got a message coming in here from Jeff. It says, what about the spires? What about trans spires? Right, these are spires that transpire to identify as transpires. They've transpired to be transpires. They should have the same rights as spire as other spires: man spires, woman spires, non-gender spires, ump spires, and vamp spires.
I think any spire can aspire.
Aspire
to be whatever it wants to be.
Yeah, I agree. Would you aspire? Would you be happier with a spire that was aspiring to be a different kind of spire?
As long as it identifies as whatever it wants to identify as, then I will pronoun it as such.
So you would be happy then, would you, if we just identified it as a pointy roof? Would that be acceptable to you, St John? We're not calling it, it's not a roof on a roof, like you're saying. It is the roof, but it's just a pointy one.
Well, it depends what the spire calls itself, really.
These things already have roofs. So clearly, as I've just said, if it didn't have a roof, the pointy bit would fall into the building.
Yeah.
There's nowhere to put it. It has to have a roof in order to go there in the first place. This is where this top on things on top of other things. This is where people get confused.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's worth going back to the history of this.
Yeah.
And when Sir Francis Drake brought the spires back, presented them to Queen Victoria and Prince Albert.
Yeah.
Now, Albert got very excited by the occasion.
Well, this is the top of the spire where the bell is, of course. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, that's right.
And Victoria, luckily, managed to grab Albert's flappers just in time to force them back in before Black Rod was able to smash them with a hammer.
Well,
that's the kind of danger and confusion that spires can cause.
Yeah. I mean,
here's my worry, John and St. John. If you take away spires, why stop there? Next, they'll be taking away the roofs entirely. And then all buildings in the nation will just have flat roofs, like some kind of hellish Soviet landscape.
Yeah, well, hang on. If we take away the roofs entirely, then surely the buildings are just open like a cup.
Well, unless we just want kind of cubic buildings.
Is it true that a spire, and indeed a roof, is nothing more than a building's hat? So would you be happy, maybe, if we just put a hat, which is temporary, really, on a building? Because the same premise applies, what you were saying, St. John, is that we've already got the top of our bodies, haven't we? It's like a skull. So putting a hat on that is just putting something on something that's already there. So by the same token, are you saying we shouldn't even have hats because it's our skull that keeps our brains dry?
That's exactly what I'm saying, yes. I've been saying this many times to many people, and nobody listens to me, except you, John. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. How many spires? Let's talk numbers. How many spires, yes or no, St. John?
Absolutely not.
Right. Tim, same question. How many spires, yes or no? Tim? Oh, I think we lost him.
Well, I think I've won that one.
We lost him there. I mean, I was going to say, are the government doing enough? That's the question. Are the government doing enough? And if not, what should the government not be doing? So, what should they not be doing anymore?
They should not be putting marbles into field mice.
Right, and they should
not be doing that. Nobody should be doing that.
No, I think some people would agree with you on that. Other people would say it's perfectly acceptable to put marbles in field mice.
They do. When I bring it up at social occasions, many people want more of it.
Should they? I think we got Tim back. Tim, are you back with us, Tim?
Hello,
sorry, we lost you there for a moment. We were just saying, wondering whether or not you would consider it acceptable to put marbles in a field mouse.
Yes.
Yeah, you see...
I knew it.
You knew it. You'd said he would say that, didn't you?
Yeah.
All right, well, look, we're... We're slightly coming to the end of it, but I mean it's just worth pointing out, of course, that it's Vickers who people are blaming. We just had a couple of messages about this, saying blaming the Vickers. The Vickers should hand the spires in now? Is that what we're going to be calling for? You know, Vickers technically they binge on spires, and it's
they do. We should pull them out of their gnarly grips.
Yeah.
And throw them into bins.
Right. That's the end of spires. Tim, listen, thank you. Sorry, we had a bit of trouble with your call there, Tim, but could you sum up the debate for us in one word, please, Tim?
A pointy.
Thank you very much. St. John?
Belter.
Lovely. And there we are. What do you make of that? Spires. I mean, there they all are, out there on the churches, aren't they? But do we need them? St. John is right, isn't he? Do we need spires on a building that's already got a roof? I mean, why? It's just showing off, isn't it? It's just showing off. If you took all of the spires off all the churches in just Britain and laid them end to end down a road, you'd probably be done for criminal damage and vandalism of a religious building. That's a statistic and a fact, and you can't argue with it. But we'd like you to try. 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We live in post-Brexit Britain now. We've got tinsel and uncut chorizo. Why do we need spires? Get in touch. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio, and that's the big debate.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
It's an awful big turkey.
We'll get you talking.
Could your business benefit from cloud accounting? Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds. And link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud. Helping you manage everything from money to people. Be Sage. Build on.
When your growing business is hiring, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates, fast. You need Indeed.com, featuring an algorithm that positions your job posts where quality candidates are and screener questions that zero in on the best talent. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Everyone likes to get a broadband deal, but who's got time to go searching for them? At BT, we do the hard work for our broadband customers by offering them personalised deals. So now getting the right deal takes no time at all. If you're our broadband customer, you can find your personalised deal at bt.com/mydeal. It's ready and waiting for you.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in West Yorkshire, the M606 southbound exit slip road to the M62 westbound is closed. We are seeing slow traffic due to an earlier accident and barrier repairs now. So the M62 for junction 26 for Chain Bar, and congestion there is back to junction 3 around the Staygate roundabout. And in the West Midlands, two lanes closed, queuing traffic due to an accident on the M6 southbound. That's between junction 6 for Spaghetti and junction 5, and travel time around 15 minutes. I'm Sammy Jolo.
At the Co-op, a 70-centilitre bottle of Baileys is only £10, and a 70-centilitre bottle of Tanqueray gin is only £15. Perfect last-minute gifts for friends and family. Christmas is coming together at the Co-op. Subject to availability. See participating stores for details. See drinkaware.co.uk for the facts. Offer ends 3rd of January 2018.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So you are listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Still to come, a game of band or TV Christmas special from yesteryear. So all you have to do is work out whether what I say out loud with my voice is the name of a band or some TV special from TV Christmas time of yesteryear. That's it. That's all it is. If you want to have a go on it, you can. It's fine. You'll be playing against Cornelius. 03444991000 is the number. 87222.
Start your message with the word Talk
Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Now, very shortly, a tiny child will play a toy xylophone for you to try and identify the tune of therein. And you could get yourself I guessed the tune on the Talk Radio program in the afternoon, Toddler Pops certificate. But before that, Wayne Rooney. Now, Wayne Rooney has had an interesting time of late, hasn't he? He's working in a garden centre at the moment because of community service. That's right, isn't it? He's gone to a garden centre.
That's right, yeah.
It seems an odd place to do community service, but anyway, there we go. But that's what he's doing, Wayne Rooney. But I didn't even know he was, you know, how good he was at gardening. I had no idea, personally. But that's apparently what's going on. So basically we contacted him, or did he contact us?
He contacted us. That's so what happened is apparently, now, this all came through to us today, and he emailed me and you, John, because we're very close with him.
Yeah.
And he went, hey, gents, as you know, I've been doing the community work in the garden centre. He said, and to be honest, it's been going really well. So apparently there's been a rush production for a VHS for this Christmas called Wayne Rooney's Gardening Goals.
Right, that's clever, isn't it? Because he's a footballer.
Is he?
Yeah. So what they've done there, and that's one of the things he's known for. The other one is those elderly prostitutes.
Oh. Okay.
But the gardening is where he's working doing community service, and the goals thing is because of the football. So put those together, you know, his skills. And yeah, and it's a last minute stocking filler.
Yeah, absolutely.
Much like one of those elderly.
I emailed him back and said, Wayne, this is great. Yeah. I went, can you come on the phone for 5 minutes to plug it?
Promote it.
And and he apologised. He said he couldn't remember numbers.
Yeah.
But what he has done is he's got his people to send a clip of the VHS.
Excellent. So it's out this Christmas if you want it. Last minute stocking filler, as I say. Here's a little clip from Wayne Rooney's new VHS, Gardening Goals.
Hey
Hey mate, it's me, Wayne Rooney. Welcome to my new VHS, Wayne Rooney's Gardening Goals. Over the course of the next hour and 28 minutes, I'll be sharing you my top gardening tips that I learned whilst doing community service for drink driving a lady who wasn't my wife on. But let's not mention that, eh? The gardening centre for me was the very first choice for the place to complete my community service. Well, second, but they were never going to let me into that old people's home. My first tip would be to make sure your gardening has a lovely and pretty flower bed. I find whenever I let my family down, buying flowers from the florist is quite expensive, so it makes more sense to grow them from home. My second tip, and the kids love this, is a water feature. I love having a water feature in the garden. When Colleen lets me out for my morning run and toilet, I find that drinking from the fountain can really help with my hangover. Here's a great trick from when you're trimming. Don't go too far, because it might not grow back, and let me tell you, hair transplants aren't cheap. Anyway, back to the gardening. I've made my own compost out of all the shit I keep dropping myself in.
Oh, that sounds... What a lovely stocking filler that is as well.
Yeah. Sounds great.
His voice has changed over the years, hasn't it? It's not
well,
as...
Well, that's
not,
what happens when you flick between different major northern cities.
Yeah. Anyway, that was a clip from Wayne Rooney's new VHS, Gardening Goals. There. And now, would you like to get your hands on the gift for Christmas that everyone really wants? It's a certificate for toddler pops. Because what happens is a tiny child plays a tune on a toy xylophone. You have to try and guess the tune. That's it. It's toddler pops.
This is toddler pops.
Now, the certificate, of course, is not really... Well, it's a PDF that we will email to you. If you are picked at random from all of the guesses, then you could get your hands on the exclusive John Holmes Talk Radio in the afternoon show between 1 and 4. I guess the tune correctly on the Toddler Pops quiz. PDF, we email it to you, print it off yourself, write your own name on it. It's a much coveted item, as you can imagine. So all you're doing is trying to identify the tune. What are we looking for today? Artist and title? Artist, title? What do you want to...
Yeah, artist and title.
Artist and title, if you can identify the tune that Maisie, 7, is about to play.
Actually, I'll just go title.
Oh, really? Changing that, are you?
Yeah, all just because right. Lots of cover versions,
all right, title of the forthcoming tune. All you have to do is text or tweet your guess. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with hashtag toddler pops.
And then we will pick from the hat. It's not a real hat. Just one lucky person to award the certificate to. That's how it works. So here's what happened when I caught up with Maisie earlier. Hi, Maisie.
Hello, John.
What are you up to?
I'm worried about it, John.
Worried about what? Christmas?
No, the wedding.
Well, you're way too young to get married.
Not me, tiny buffoon. I'm talking about the royal wedding, old Ginger Chops, and the American divorcee, Wallace Simpson. I can't believe they've messed the date up so much.
Oh, yeah, because they've done it on FA Cup final day as well.
No, what it is my birthday in May. They are idiots. It's my special day, not theirs.
Well, cheer up. I mean, it's nearly Christmas.
That's the other thing I'm worried about. After everything that's happened this year, I'm worried that ISIS might kill Santa.
Oh, no, I'm fairly sure they won't.
Hijack his sleigh, John, and fly it into people.
No, I really don't think they will.
I don't trust them, John. They seem shifty.
What, ISIS?
No, old Ginger Chops and Megan What's-Her-Face. Stuck in their silly wedding on my birthday. Pay attention, John. What's wrong with you?
Well, I don't think I should...
Shall I play a tune?
Yep. Thank you, Maisie.
Shut up, John.
Well, there we are. That's what we're trying to guess, isn't it? She's in quite the mood there, I thought.
Yeah, I was going to say she's quite short with you.
She really was, isn't she?
But then,
yeah.
Never mind.
So you're trying to guess that tune. You're trying to identify it. All you need to do is, if you can, text us on this number. 8722.
Start your message right with there. The word talk. No.
Yeah, wow. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Thank you, Toby.
Oh, no. Hashtag toddler pops.
Hashtag toddler pops. Oh,
yeah. Tag.
And then, well, let's have one more listen to the tune. This is what you're trying to figure out. There.
It's quite easy, isn't it?
Well, let's see. Somebody could end up with the Toddler Pops guess certificate. Picked at random from all of the correct answers. The lines are open now.
The Darkness is Christmas song, isn't it?
You're not allowed to guess.
Shush, Toby.
8722.
Start your message with the word
That's
talk.
Already on Twitter.
Start your message with hashtag Toddler Pops.
The lines will remain open over the news.
But do listen to the news.
Well, obviously. otherwise, Toby's reason to exist is just gone. And in the next half an hour of the programme, we'll give you the answer, and also there'll be a game of TV show or band. A Christmas TV show of yesteryear or band. That's what we're going to be playing. But at just after 3:30 now, here's Toby with the very latest news that he's urging you to listen to.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. A man has been arrested after a car reportedly tried to ram into the gates of a US airbase in Suffolk. Police say shots were fired by American service personnel at RAF Mildenhall during what they've described as a significant incident. The site was put into lockdown that has now been lifted. Senior Master Sergeant Brian Boysvert is on the scene and explained what that meant for those inside.
You will take shelter in the closest room or closest facility that you can get into to secure yourself and make sure that you are not a target, whatever that target might be.
Two people have died following a fire at a luxury hotel on the banks of Loch Lomond. Six others are in hospital after it broke out at Cameron House in West Dunbartonshire this morning. Police are still at the five-star hotel, where around 200 guests had to be evacuated. Lebanese security services say a man arrested in connection with the murder of a British diplomat in Beirut had previous criminal convictions. He was a taxi driver working for Uber, which says it's working with authorities to help in any way it can. A man in his 30s died following a police chase in Bradford in the early hours. The Audi he was driving failed to stop and was being pursued by officers. And a couple of very unusual guests are meeting residents at a care home in Oxfordshire today. Penguins Pringle and Charlie are at Madeley Park Care Home in Whitney as part of animal therapy for those staying there. The care home's residents get to pet them and give them food.
Absolutely lovely. They came before and we loved them then.
There was an unexpected clip there.
Was that about? Was that penguins?
It actually was about that, yes. But
well, what was wrong with it?
Well, I just didn't expect it to come, and I was about to do the weather.
Oh, did you want the clip or not?
Shall we have the clip?
I don't mind.
Do you want the clip?
Is it worth it?
I don't know who's speaking in the clip. Normally, I would introduce them, but
right,
I don't.
But
I
it's
don't
about know. Penguins.
Here's one of the penguins.
Here we go.
Not one of the penguins.
Absolutely lovely. They came before, and we loved them then. When they said penguins, I thought, well, what, would they just be in a cage? Then they came, and they were walking around between us. It was really nice.
That is really nice, actually.
It is really nice.
We should get some penguins for the office.
Oh, like yeah. Little king penguins.
Yeah, don't swear at them.
But this isn't animal news, is it?
No.
So I've sort of gone on the wrong day with that story in a way.
Have a little bit, yeah, but that's all right.
Do you want the weather?
Yeah.
Dry and bright for most for the remainder of this afternoon. Cloudy in the north and windy to the west. Highs today 10 Celsius. There is more in half an hour.
There's more now.
And in half an hour.
Yeah, because Toby is here. The news isn't long enough. That's because it's 2 minutes. You can't cover everything off in 2 minutes. You know that. I know that. Toby knows that. We all know it. So what do you do? Well, you have to look up everything else. Animal, vegetable, mineral. That's everything in the world, apart from fungus, because that's another story. We'll do it tomorrow. But today, it's the turn of mineral news.
Mineral news.
The EU Parliament has failed to block the use of phosphates in doner kebabs. Some critics have linked the additive, the natural form of the mineral phosphorus, to heart disease. 373 MEPs voted to block the use of them in the kebab meat, three short of the majority needed. It means doners can now contain phosphates, joining an elite band of foods, including some sausages. Minerals.
Some sausages.
Some mineral sausages. News.
Mm, pigs in blankets. All. Are they involved? Pigs in blankets involved?
If those pigs in blankets happen to be the ones that have phosphates in, then yes. But if not, no. Clear?
Fine.
Yes. Minerals never before
mineral
found on
news.
Earth have been discovered on the Isle of Skye.
New mineral alert!
New mineral alert!
That happens sometimes.
Yeah, we did warn Toby about that.
I'm now going to work very hard on getting new ones in the future. Yeah. Geologists say they've made the discovery while exploring volcanic rocks on the island. It likely means there was a meteorite impact there 60 million years ago and could reveal more about how Skye has evolved.
Right.
And
the Isle of Skye.
The Isle of Skye.
Wow.
Not mineral new.
Not the Skye.
Has the Skye evolved?
Probably.
Well, why don't you ask the government UFO department in the Pentagon?
Yeah.
Because they have been investigating the Skye.
Because it's been closed down.
No, they say it's been closed down, but that's just a double secret.
That's what? The sort of thing that Trumpity Trump would do, isn't it?
They say it's been closed down, but but really, it is carrying on.
How do you know?
Because that was in the news report earlier.
Really?
Yeah, they've the department's still there. They just had its funding cut, but they're still doing still doing the investigation of the UFOs.
So,
in answer to your question about the Skye, whether it's evolved or
not. Do they concentrate on the Skye, though, or do they go above the Skye to where space is?
Where does the Skye stop?
Space.
Where does space start?
Just beyond the Skye.
Mm. Okay. Above
the
us.
The Isle of Skye.
Above us only Skye.
Okay. Shall I go into my final story of this?
That's at John. That's the
mineral news
at the John Lennon Airport in Liverpool. If you drive in there,
I used to go there quite a bit.
Well, you'll know this then. What does it say as you go in over the gates? The John Lennon quote.
Is it above us only Skye?
Yes, it is. But what is very funny is that the people who work there in the baggage control. Oh, hang on, music's run out. Just rewinding it. The people who work there in the baggage control have written on their wall, imagine no possessions. Which I think is quite funny.
Yes, it is.
That's Liverpool humour, that is.
It is.
There you go.
I go out with a Scouser, I get that all the time.
Really?
What's upsetting is
does she steal your possession?
They're much, much quicker than Southerners, I think, and so she's just far funnier than me. You should probably get her on air more than me, really.
Don't tempt us. All right, next story.
And just like in Jurassic Park, paleontologists have discovered dinosaur parasites, one of which is filled with blood trapped in amber. The mineral is thought to have helped preserve the ticks, which have never been found before. It proves there were ticks which sucked dinosaur blood. And as one was found clutching a feather, we even know the type of dinosaurs they preferred. Pre-crustaceous bird-like ones.
Right.
My favourite as well. Mm.
That's what we're having for Christmas dinner this year.
Is it?
Yeah.
Pre-crustaceous.
Do you think you'll be found in millions of years' time clutching a feather and preserved in amber?
Well, if you're going to go, you've got to go somehow. You might as well go like that. Mm. I mean, this is, you basically are taking us into Jurassic Park territory, though,
absolutely,
isn't it? Because that's, I'd have put that. I'd have led with that on the main news.
Where would you?
That's sort of, I think I would. Because that's the news that dinosaurs are coming back.
Is it?
Well, it could be. That's how that worked.
I mean, presumably, if you've got a bit of dinosaur blood, you could clone a dinosaur, could you? Do you think we're capable of cloning dinosaurs? Then that really would be a lead news story. Dinosaurs are coming back.
Well, that's what you're hinting at.
Well, only if the technology is there, and that's not something I've researched.
Right, well,
at this
that's,
stage.
That's just a sign of your own failings. To be honest with you, that's just half a story, then, really,
again.
Isn't it? Yeah, good listen. Toby, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
That's Toby there with today's
mineral news
edition of mineral news.
Fungus news
is tomorrow. I know. It's very rare. It's only once a month.
Yeah.
But it does cover everything.
Why do you do it so much more infrequently?
Can't remember.
There's not as much fungus news.
No. Oh, isn't there?
As you'll discover.
Down to quantity.
But that's...
But the quality will really never be an issue.
Well, be a nice excuse to sit at the fungus news table, which is very rare. The news desk.
Yes. Fungus news.
Mould on it. Right, so that's Toby with bonus news. On the way!
Is the reason Victoria doesn't work here anymore health concerns?
Mainly, yes. As you'll know from looking at her now. She didn't look well.
Fungus news.
She's been off. So, there we go. On the way, a game of band or Christmas television special from yesteryear. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Delaney, live at Drive. Get the full service and parts experience with essential debate, big name guests and a truckload of topical emissions.
Traffic stopping, drive time entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delicious, de-groovy, de-lovely, Delaney.
Stop, look, listen to Sam Delaney.
Get involved.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So all of our white Christmases have been gifted. Hurrah! But the hurrah doesn't end here. Pop into TK Maxx for the other big gifts at small prices. All the sparkle for Sue. Designer dishes for Glenn. Something dinosaur for Coco. She's dippy for the dinos. All for a total bargain. TK Maxx. Big gifts. Small prices arriving up to Christmas Eve. In store and online.
Hello, I'm Ian McKellen. I want you to join me in supporting Crisis this Christmas. Times are tough. While we are safe and warm inside, thousands of homeless people will be sleeping on the freezing streets. For just £26 and 8p, you can reserve a place for someone at Crisis at Christmas. You'll give them food, clothes and safety, and the chance to move off the streets for good. So please go to crisis.org.uk and give £26 and 8p to bring someone in from the cold. Thank you.
I am not based in an office. I am based in the fields.
Jen runs the Split Screen Coffee Company.
The ability to access Sage from different places is essential for my business.
See how your business could benefit from Sage Business Cloud with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Realise your business ambition. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud, helping you manage everything from money to people. Be Sage. Build on.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In the West Midlands, we have one lane closed due to a broken down car on the M6. That's northbound between Junction 10 for Wolverhampton and Junction 10A for the M54. Elsewhere in Northamptonshire, we have one lane closed due to a broken down vehicle on the M1. That's southbound between Junction 15 and 14. Traffic there is coping well at the moment. And in Bedfordshire, we have a lane closed and a broken down vehicle on the M1 southbound between Junction 10 and Junction 9 for Redbourne. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Mum, Dad, Uncle Albert, Auntie Jean, Barry, Gary, Nigel, Sam.
At the Co-op, 20 bottle packs of Cronenberg are only £10. That's the Christmas party sorted. Christmas is coming together at the Co-op.
Subject to availability, see participating stores for details. See drinkaware.co.uk for the facts. Offer ends 3rd of January 2018.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
You know, sometimes they say opposites attract. Well, I'm from the south and you, Carol.
I'm from the north, obviously.
You're blonde and I'm kind of mousy coloured.
You've hardly got any left.
And you're quite loud and I'm very shy and retiring, which is why I think we go so well together on the Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross.
And Carol Malone.
Join us tomorrow morning. Better call Paul and phone Malone from 6. Be there.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, a good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio in that afternoon. Just before the news, then, back there, we invited you to identify the tune played on a toy xylophone by a tiny child.
This is Toddler Pops!
It's Toddler Pops. A Christmas special, if you will. There's nothing special about it. It's just nearly Christmas, so that's about all you got. But you could be in with getting a certificate if you correctly guessed the tune. Let us have a quick recap and remind ourselves of what we heard before.
Well, cheer up. I mean, it's nearly Christmas.
That's the other thing I'm worried about. After everything that's happened this year, I'm worried that ISIS might kill Santa.
Oh, no, I'm fairly sure they won't.
Hijack his sleigh, John, and fly it into people.
No, I really don't think they will.
I don't trust them, John. They seem shifty.
What, ISIS?
No, old Ginger Chops and Megan What's-Her-Face. stuck in their silly wedding on my birthday. Pay attention, John. What's wrong with you?
Well, I don't think I should...
Shall I play a tune?
Yep. Thank you, Maisie.
Shut up, John.
Yeah, that's what you're trying to identify. So let's find out who got it right. Cornelius.
Yes.
Who got it right?
Ah, the following people. Mm. Kirk, Rizzard, Morgaine or Morgan, I'm presuming. Jesse, Mary, Claire, Joseph and Gabriel.
Right, the angel. Very Christmassy. That's very nice. Mm-hmm. Good. Someone's got to be picked entirely out of random.
You're telling me.
To get the certificate.
I know.
The I guess the Toddler Pop certificate. It's not a certificate. It's a PDF. We email to you, print it off, write your name on it. Who's it going to be, Cornelius?
It's Kirk.
Well done, Kirk. The answer was, of course, this. Now, you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. Do you know what we're going to do now? We're going to play a game, and the game we're going to play is a very festive band or TV special of Christmas years gone by. Let's meet today's player of said game, or the half of the players. Anyway, the other one's just Cornelius, and you already know him. Is it Shira?
It's Shira, yeah, that's right.
Hello, Shira, how are you?
Hello, very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, we're all right, thanks very much. Yeah, how's your Christmas planning? Traditional at this time of year to me ask you what you're going to be doing for Christmas, that sort of thing. You know, Christmas planning, Christmas week. Are you still at work?
Yeah, still at work.
Yeah.
I've got all my presents wrapped, so I'm feeling pretty organised.
Oh, that's very organised.
Oh, I know, right?
What do you do, Shira?
I work in sales. I sell encrypted phones.
Encrypted phones?
Yeah, it sounds... like I'm a spy, but I'm not.
Yeah, it sounds like you're part of this whole prison smuggling that we're hearing about on the news.
Have you seen this? Not. That would be really great.
It would be wrong, wouldn't it? Yeah. Tiny mobile phones that go into people's bottoms. It's frightening. Anyway, look, Shari, what's your knowledge of music and or Christmas television of years gone by like?
I'm going to say... medium.
All right, well, medium could be good enough. You'll be playing against Cornelius. He's in here. Hi, Cornelius.
Hello.
Hello. So, yeah.
Hi.
Formalities over with.
I'm
going to call out the words. It's either a band or a Christmas TV programme. It's something that was on, it could be over the past 20 years, just in the Christmas season. It could be a film, could be a television programme, could be a special, or it's the name of a band. Okay? That's it. So it's film or TV or band. Basically, Chloe is going to be keeping score. If we're looking ready to go, it's going to be Cornelius versus Shira. So it's alphabetical order, of course, which means that Shira is going first. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, then, here we are. So, band or Christmas TV of years gone by, Shira, Angel Mouse.
Ooh. That's hard, isn't it?
Mmm.
I'm going to go TV.
Oh, I'm afraid it was a band. Ah, you see where I'm going with this, though. You see, it could be either, couldn't it? It's
really
not as easy as you think. Angel Mouse are a band. Cornelius, your turn. Final quest.
Final quest?
Yes.
I'm going to go for TV show.
It was a TV show, you're right.
What was it?
No, I didn't really research it that much. No, not really. Amongst Barbarians.
Ooh. Band.
It's a TV show. It was... the TV show, I think, the early 80s. I think it had David Jason in it. I can't...
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Big name.
Mr. Stabs.
Oh, that doesn't... I'm going to go for band.
TV.
That doesn't sound very Christmassy.
It doesn't, does it? But it was. I don't know what that was either. Carry On Nurse.
TV.
Yeah, of course, it. Classic Christmas staple. I think there's even a Carry On film on today on the television. Carry On Ghosts, Cornelius.
I'm going to go banned because I've never heard of Carry On.
Yeah, you're right. The horror version was called Carry On Screaming. Carry On Nurse there. Carry On Ghosts is a band, yeah. Shira, Carry On Hand Luggage.
Banned.
No, it's an airline regulation, but I'm... But I'm going to give you the point, so that's fine. Well done.
Thanks.
Well done, yeah. It's because it's Christmas. Canada Goose, Cornelius.
Why do I know Canada Goose? Is it a beer? I'm going to go for band.
Television programme.
Ah.
Is Canada Dry, are you thinking of that?
Yeah.
Okay. Sausage Hostages. Sausage Hostages.
Wow. Ban.
Yes. Thank goodness. Porridge. Cornelius.
Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas TV specials of porridge. Of course they were. Shira, Someone Else's Porridge.
Goldilocks?
It's not Goldilocks.
I'm going to go ban.
It is a band. Yeah, very good. Cornelius, Hogfather.
Band.
TV. Up the Greasy Pole.
TV.
Yes.
Cool. Wow.
Yeah. Angels in the Annex, Cornelius.
Band.
TV.
Oh, dear.
Polar Bear Alert.
Band.
TV. Ah. That was 1984 that was on Christmas Day, I think. That's the only one I looked up properly. Test Icicles, Cornelius.
They're a band.
Yeah, they are a band. Diarrhea Planet.
Oh, God. Band.
Yes. Not a David Attenborough.
That. Yeah, you wouldn't want to watch that.
I wouldn't, would you?
No.
Here in the toilet.
No.
Oh, God, what's the turtle trapped in? The String Cheese Incident.
Is this me?
Yes.
A TV show?
No, they're a band.
Oh, silly band name.
Mudflap Party.
TV.
Band. I don't know what that programme would be. And Cornelius. Riding Miss Daisy.
Is it a band?
No, it's
TV
a...
It's of course
a,
it is.
No, it's a film. It wasn't on TV. I watched 20 minutes of it one Christmas.
Well, just on the internet. Shouldn't really count towards the quiz then.
Well, it does, because I watched it at Christmas. 20 minutes of it, anyway. Right, let's go to Chloe, who's been working out the scores. It is Shira, who works in sales of mysterious spy-like telephones, versus Cornelius, who is in here. Right, OK, so, now, Chloe's been working very hard on the scoring system, as you can imagine, Shira, because it's quite a complex scoring system.
I have no doubt.
So, Chloe, over to you.
Yeah, so,
yeah.
Con got six.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Shira got eight.
Oh, winner.
Winner! Come on! Woo!
Love that.
Good work, Shira. Well done. Well done. Splendid. There you go. Band or Christmas programme from yesteryear. So here's what's on tomorrow's programme. Well, we've got the return of the Lonely Lunch Club. If you are lunching alone, we don't want you to be lonely this Christmas. Why not come on the radio and tell us why you're lonely? And we'll make you fewer lonely by putting you in front of the nation who are listening to you. Tell us why you're lonely. It's company, isn't it? The radio's always good company. What else we got on the show tomorrow? Anything else? There's a game of Snowflake Buckaroo, I dare say.
Yeah.
That's right.
We'll probably be speaking to a Kickstarter.
That should be doing that. Somebody with a hope and a dream of a crowdfunding. Yeah, I agree, yeah. You know, and then some other stuff, probably. Right, OK, so the news. A lot going on this afternoon. Brexit negotiations. I mean, it's nearly Christmas, but still that boring old stuff continues. There has been a fire in a luxury hotel on the banks of Loch Lomond in Scotland. A security incident at RAF Mildenhall in Suffolk is now over. It was on lockdown. You'll be hearing more about that in the main news,
shots
of course.
Shots were fired there.
Shots were fired by the American military, whose base, operate the base. 70-mile-an-hour storms on the way, according to The Express, but that's not really news, that's just the sort of thing The Express put on their front pages almost every day. Abu Hamza is desperate to be in a UK jail. It's all going on and it's all very complicated, isn't it, Cornelius?
Oh, John. Yeah. I can't get my head around it.
Oh, don't you worry. We are here to help. We are very much here to help. How do we help? We help by analysing the news using Japanese poetry. So, we know it's complicated. We know that if you boil it down to a set number of syllables, it's perfectly palatable. 5, 7, and 5. It's the news in haikus.
Sparkling wine sales have risen again, all thanks to Alan Brazil.
The news in haiku. So that's just about it from us. We'll be back tomorrow. Sam Delaney's with you next. He's here now.
Hello, how
Hello,
are you?
Hello, Sam. How are you? How Good. Are you, more like?
How are you? I'm all right, thanks. I'm very well. We've got a packed show. There's going to be light and shade.
Yeah.
We're going to do prison phones that you can smuggle in up your...
Up your bottom. Yeah.
Is that light or shade?
It's medium. It's a grey area, you might say.
Yeah. It doesn't contain bottoms.
New plan from a think tank about how to pull off Brexit in a way that is agreeable to everyone, apart from mad people.
Right.
So that's good. We'll be hearing that outlined by someone from the IPPR, which will be a think tank that you're doubtless familiar with, Carl.
Yeah.
And also, at the end of the show, we'll just be going through some fantastic stuff that's in store on the telly box for Christmas, but also my preferred way of entertaining myself at Christmas, which is just classic TV schedule that you can curate yourself on YouTube in the company of top TV writer Richard Wiseman.
That's a very good idea.
It's good. Yeah. We did it last year, and I actually do it for real some years.
Yeah.
So I only will watch classic Top of the Pops, for instance, yeah, whilst getting my presents wrapped and so on. It's very nice.
Chaz and Dave Spectacular, surely that's on there.
I don't know. I mean, they'll presumably have appeared on Top of the Pops. Did they have their own spectacular
on TV?
Spectacular.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
well, it
yeah
might be. We'll wait and see when Wiseman comes in.
There we go.
So, yeah, it'll be good fun.
All that with Sam Delaney after 4. We're back tomorrow at 1. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Have a lovely evening.
Festive free speech with all the trimmings.
We want our show to focus on the joy of Christmas.
Christmas on Talk Radio.